You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody. The holidays are here, and YKWD with our Riotcast family are doing a gift drive for the first time. Gifts donated from you will go to two different groups of kids, NAC in New York and Alliance House in Massachusetts. And our good friends at Tweaked Audio really stepped up. They're offering a 33% off promo and will match every set of earbuds for everyone sold. So go to tweakedaudio.com and use promo code YKWDGIFT when checking out. And this offer only lasts till December 15th. For more info on the gift drive and donating gifts, go to riotcast.com. There's a page set up with details on NAC and Alliance House, along with a wish list and where to send the gifts. So please help us make this Christmas a little brighter for these kids. Thanks so much. And happy holidays from the YKWD podcast and the Riotcast family. Hey, what's going on? When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off the MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. Guys on, it's just us sitting down and yapping, and sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude
podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it
on riotcast.com.
All right, check it out. We are back live at the Riotcast Studios. I mean, I would say the YKWD Studios, but it's the Riotcast Studios. We four shows taping here now. Beautiful Mandy Statmiller is taping here now, along with Louis J. Gomez and Hammer Fisting, the most underrated MMA.
The co-host today.
Are you the co-host of Hammer Fisting?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah,
you finally.
It's something, I guess.
Wow.
What's Hammer Fisting?
Exactly.
Well,
wouldn't that be a breakout podcast star like I said I could be?
You really want to be a star.
I don't want to be a star. I would just like to pay my rent and not be scared every month. I'll do whatever it takes to not be scared every month.
All right. Well, hang on. Jesus Christ, she's coming out of the gate. What the fuck?
What second penis? You can pay a lot of rent.
You have made nothing but shitty jokes since you came in, Will.
That's good advice.
Will, can you shut the fuck up for 5 seconds? I have things I have to get out first. I have to set up the show first. You can't go into just sucking dick fucking conversation.
Tell the female guest you should suck dick 5 seconds in. I was
really
respectful. I said penis.
You wait a half hour.
Right out of the gate, you're like, you should suck dick to fuck. What? The fuck are you, Cosby? Chill. First of all, I want to say thank you to all the fans that went out and went to robertkellylive.com/gifts and bought a shitload of gifts for kids in foster home and group homes this year for the YKWD gift drive.
You need a clap button, man. You need a clap button.
I don't clap button. One of my staples.
You guys are amazing. I know Shannon went out and bought some. A lot of people. They didn't tell me in the package who it was. Exactly. Some of them were just, you know, whatever addresses. But we got a lot of gifts so far. Right now, if you haven't bought gifts for these kids, I want to explain to you. It's our gift drive that we're doing. It's the first annual. It's a YKWD gift drive. Go to riotcast.com right now. The link is right on the front page, or you can go to robertkellylive.com/gifts, and you can buy a gift. Just read the page. All these gifts go to kids who are in foster homes and group homes, and there's nothing worse than waking up on Christmas and not being at your house, not having your family, and not having gifts. As a kid, it sucks. And it's all the way from little kids to teenage boys and girls. So, and it couldn't be easier. We made it so simple. Go to that page, and it tells you what gifts to buy for what kids. And you go to our Amazon link, and you buy them, and put the address we give you in there. And it sends it right to the address. And then we're going to disperse them. We're going to give them to, it goes to NAC, a group in New York, and Alliance House, which is NFI Shelter Care in Massachusetts. I'm driving the gifts up there myself. We're going to drop them off. And if you want to make it even easier, Tweaked Audio, every pair of headphones you buy at 33% off, okay? If you use the code word YKWD gift, they match it. So I'm buying 12 pair of headphones for Christmas for all my nieces and nephews. They're all going to get headphones. 33% off, which is fucking nothing. It's like $8 for a pair of headphones. They're great headphones, and they're going to match headphones for everyone we buy. So go there. There's two ways you can buy. Go to the Riotcast, go to the YKWD gift page, and buy a gift on Amazon, or go to Tweaked Audio, buy a pair of headphones. Please, Tweaked. Tweaked, TWEEKED, right? Tweaked. And what's that?
TWEAKED?
I don't fucking know. It's on the page. Riotcast.com. You motherfucker, really? You really going to just throw it all? That was such a beautiful ad. It was like amazing. Go there right now. Please help these kids out. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Spend $10 and buy a kid a gift. Please. And don't forget the teenage boys. They always get fucking dropped out. Everybody wants to buy a gift for a fucking 2-year-old because it's easy. Go to the teenage boys and make sure they get shit, because I was one of those assholes in a foster home with a fucking guest jacket that didn't fit. Remember the guest when it was the actual question mark and the upside down triangle?
No. Did you kind of love it though?
Oh, it's the best thing ever. Skinny Bob, back when I was Skinny Bob. We got a great show. Go around the room, introduce everybody. Scopo.
Ah, well, I'm here. If anyone wants to know. No one. Alrighty, cool. Oof, then start. We got Dave Smith co-hosting a hammer fisting.
With my hammer fisting credit.
That's it, right? Big time, right there. Hammer fisting. What other podcast you have?
I'm also on Legion of Skanks with Gomez and Okerson, and I do my own podcast called Part of the Problem.
Oh, you're like two behind Lewis with podcast.
Two behind Lewis. I think I might be beating Lewis because I'm on Lewis's too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, this could get boring, couldn't it? Real fast. Wow.
Listen, I give you 10 hours of mediocre talking a week. All right. So.
Then we got back by popular demand, Will Sylvans.
Yo,
everybody loves Will.
Sacre-se.
He gets the most tweets every time the show comes out on Monday. He gets the most tweets of everybody.
Is it good or bad?
That's good. They love you, dude. Everybody loves you.
Are the tweets good or bad?
I don't know, man. I'm not going to fucking... Do you want me to go and get them and copy them and cut and paste and read
them
to you?
That's what you got Dupu here for.
His name is Deepu, and it's not Dupu, and that's not what he's here for. He's our technical advisor. Will you please fix your mic? Will you sit up in the chair so people can see you on the fuck... Yeah, but you're on the fuck... Yeah, exactly.
Once you get real tweaked audio microphones...
They don't make... That doesn't exist. They don't make microphones. Will Sylvans is here. Go ahead.
We got our first-time guest, Jonathan Randall, very funny comedian.
Oh, thanks so much.
Hanging out.
Yep.
He worked with Bobby at the Stress Factory, I believe.
Yeah, we did the Stress Factory together. When was that?
That was a while ago. It was like in, I think, May.
Yeah, May of last year. Yeah, fucking stress. Just do 20 minutes... I'm going to do 45 in front of Robert.
Dude, I got bumped at that club once when I was like you know, a few years ago, like, where I was, like, you know, nowhere. I'm like, now. And I got bumped for Vinny to try to make crank phone calls, and no one answered. So I just got bumped for, like, a phone to ring for, like, 8 minutes.
Here's the thing. Vinny's heart is
in
the right place.
I think that would describe most people's careers. Oh.
His heart is in the right place.
No, I love Vinny, by the way. All right, great.
Let's not get carried away. No, I do. I do. I love
Vinny.
I
think he's fucking great.
No, I love Vinny, too. He's a great guy. I love that he's a great family guy, and he's, you know, he's a club owner and a comic, which we all love those.
It's a great club.
Of course it is. It's a fucking amazing club. Nice. Yeah, his family's cool. His daughters are cool. His son's cool. I love that place. And I love when he does 45 in front of you. After the and then he brings the fucking middle act to do another 20, and there's a host.
It's his club, Bob. You get going club, then you can do 45.
No, that's not how it works. You become a headliner, and then you're supposed to fucking go and, you know, kind of cater to you a little bit. That's not how it works. You're not supposed to get your. That's not how the business works. Is I'm supposed to get my own club, and then I get treated the way. No, I'm supposed to fucking.
Did you know that Chris Rock had to buy HBO? Before they ever put him on there.
That's true. I'm sorry. I take that back. You have to get your own network. That's what I'm going to do. Anyways, next.
The final comedian of the year, Liz Mealy, another first timer.
Yay.
Very funny comedian. You have a CD coming out, right?
Yeah. Nice. Soon. I don't know when this is coming out.
It's coming out Monday.
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, this is coming out Monday?
Yeah, remember
at
the beginning?
Okay, so my CD will already be out.
It's already out. When is it coming out?
Tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You should have been on last week.
I mean, they didn't text me. Oh. Actually, they did. I was busy. I'm like super busy.
Who's they?
Chris.
It was me.
Oh.
Yeah. But I just had a they in
what's
my mind.
What's the CD call?
Emotionally Exhausting.
Really? Who named you that? The boyfriend? Who named that?
People. I did an animated web series.
Yeah?
And the people, the animators that worked for me, it was a conversation. But it's both boyfriends and people that know me.
Right.
People that have to spend a lot of time with me.
Really? Well, I've worked with you at Uncle Vinny's.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did that fucking...
Yeah, he stopped booking me.
Why?
This is the way he's super Italian and he doesn't book a lot of females. So I figured he just loved that I was Italian and I just kind of, I'm a pistol. So
right. Go there.
But,
Yeah. You come with me next time.
Well, invite me.
I'm sorry. I will. Yeah.
They're fun. They're actually pretty fun. And I'm from Jersey and they have the best cannolis, but he loved me and he used to book me to feature 3 times a year. It actually really helped. I would just stay with my parents. I liked it, but I opened, huh?
In New Brunswick?
No, that's
This is by the shore. It's Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant. Yeah, it's Uncle Vinny's.
Okay. Uncle Vinny's.
It's a fucking little. It's a shithole in the middle of nowhere. It's not a shithole.
But it pays.
It's a restaurant.
It pays decent, and it's close to my parents, and it works.
It's a restaurant in the middle of nowhere in Point Pleasant, but it's he packs it out.
He packs out his
and
great cannolis.
If you're a comic at all, you'll fucking do fine.
I just want to make a fat joke about you justifying a restaurant gig. Like, you're like, look, it's a restaurant, but I'm telling you, like, it's cool the way they do it.
I'm mad that you had to get approval to do a fat joke.
Well, that's how I slide it in. I want to come back.
He didn't get approval. He fucking passively aggressively just did it.
That's my style.
Apparently, you haven't had a girlfriend in a while. Fucking cocksucker. I see exactly what he did. Fucking try to slip one by me. He did the fat joke and got away and didn't get any fuck you because he snuck it in.
Nothing is by Bobby.
You should probably learn his name.
You know who you are.
For the sake of the podcast.
I always thought you were talking to Dave for a second.
Right,
you were
right in
at
front
Dave.
Of your face.
You know how funny it was if you said fatso at that point? If you had fatso. Anyways, this charity thing that I'm doing I've always wanted to do a charity, you know what I mean? But I've never been, in my head, big enough it was weird. I never knew what the fuck I wanted to do. You know, I know cancer, I know, there's all these, you could do it on anything, of course, but I always wanted it to feel something about it, you know what I mean? Like, and then my wife brought up this foster home thing. I was like, oh my God, that's fucking perfect. Like, I felt it. Like, I want to do that. Because I remember how shitty it was. And I got all these gifts in the mail. And I'm like, these are great gifts.
Well, you got gifts personally?
No, for the kids. But, you know, I got all this shit in the mail. And I'm like, these are great. Like,
steal some for Max?
Well, no. Like, I'm sitting there going.
Hold on, dude. You got a bad picture. What do you mean? Gifts for the what kids?
Where were you? How is he a good guest? I don't.
Because
he doesn't get anybody's name right.
He just screamed into a microphone and everyone loves him.
I don't know. He came in here and showed everybody his abs like 6 times. How do you like a person like that?
I
hold on. First of all, Wow. Bobby, you don't know, I started my sugar cleanse today.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I was eating mad carbs since April.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I had to put a stop to it.
Well, I'm not kidding, man. I was supposed to show you. Shut your face.
No.
I was supposed to go to. I was going to the gym today. I'm hiring a trainer. I'm done. It's a wrap.
I'll train you.
Shut your mouth.
Come on, do some CrossFit exercises.
No, because you'll be late every time.
You need to hire a trainer for the kitchen. It's not the gym. The gym does not get you fat. No. Not going to the gym can get you fat. The stuff you put in your mouth got you fat.
Yeah, but you have to hit it from both ways.
No,
you know better.
Because he been down this path and it did not work. He got to control his mouth. That mouth is a mess.
But then you can say it's actually emotions.
That mouth is a mess. Two airplanes should fly in your mouth.
I'm right here,
like 9/11.
Man. That is the worst fucking thing I've ever heard anybody say. How did you just... What are you... You offended so many people on so many levels. Listen to me, you fucking asshole. I'm trying to open up to you. I'm trying to say I'm fucking at my bottom. And you call me... You say I got two planes flying in my fucking mouth. You fucking in-shape Haitian.
Wait, so like who's the terrorist in that analogy?
Bobby's mouth?
He's the Twin Towers.
Oh, all right.
Well, he's flying multiple airplanes in
so
his
like
mouth.
The bad food is
he's the terrorist
plane?
Wait, himself.
You want to kill him? What are you trying to do?
Listen, here's what I'm trying to say to you is that, and this is fucking true, dude. This fucking TV show, and I know this is an excuse you think, but it's really not. The role was for a fat guy. I'm not even kidding. All the stuff is about, you know, the drummer Bam Bam got fat. That was he got old. He became a drug user. He's out of his mind. This guy was the shit, and now he's just a fucking sessions guitar player. And Bam Bam got fat. So, you know, I had to stay fat. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't be in shape for this role. All the jokes, a lot of the stuff on the show is about, it's fat fucking shit. You know what I mean?
Bobby, the show would never came. You would still stayed fat.
No, dude. The show, what are you talking about?
You was telling me before the show.
I lost 45, remember last year?
Yeah, you look good.
Dude, I lost fucking 45 pounds. I went on no sugar, no grains. And we shot the pile. And they were like, listen, slow down. Stop. Because the scripts all kind of do this. We'd have to change everything around. And when I started, Leary went, listen, while we're shooting this, you can live at Crash Service. I don't give a shit. If I see you, I want to see you with a donut in your fucking hand.
Why would you want to get that
hang
with
on.
Someone
hang on,
that wants you to be unhealthy?
Hang on, you fucking cock. Let me finish. I didn't have to go this far, is what I'm saying. I could have stopped at a certain point and been TV fat.
But it's hard to control that.
It's hard. I'm a fucking addict. And when someone says, hey, eat whatever the fuck you want for the next fucking 3 months, I did. It's like, you know what I mean? Tearing a heroin addict. Dude, you can do heroin for 3 months because this movie that you're doing, you're a heroin addict in it. So feel free to use and then get so. Look, man, it is what it is.
What's the guy's name? Vinny?
Tortorich. Vinny Tortorich.
Vinny Tortorich, the guy that you playing?
No. Oh, my guy? It's called Bam Bam.
Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Is there a scene where he get his fat ass together and start
well I'm at the end. It's pretty funny that he cares about me enough to write in at the end that I have to kind of get my shit together. There's stuff that happens that I can't reveal, but yeah, next year as soon as this is done, actually right now I'm gonna get a trainer and I'm fucking done dude. I'm really done. Here's the progression of this fat, or this is my sixth fat, and here's the progression. I was trying to quit smoking. I was in shape. Couldn't quit smoking. Finally did. I couldn't do the both, like the diet and the thing. So I said, fuck food. I need to quit cigarettes because it's killing me. And I said, I'm going to just get fat. I got fat. Then my wife got pregnant, which is what we wanted, right? And that year was a crazy fucking year. Then we had the baby, okay? And then I booked this gig. And now here we are, okay? I need to get my shit together. That's it.
Do you read anything about like willpower or habits? Like to me, when I hear all this stuff, like, I agree with him. You do have to eat healthier. You do have to work out. All those things have to come together. Yeah. But it's almost, if you think about like AA or any of this other stuff, it comes from a place. I realize that I binge eat when I'm stressed and when I'm scared or when I'm angry. But I also do the same thing when I'm excited and I'm happy about something. And if you learn about your habits and where these things come from,
yeah,
you can kind of be your own
I gave up.
Trainer.
I gave up. No, I gave up. I know what I did. I gave up on... Because I
you
always
don't give up all the time.
I always have something addictive for me, like whether it be smoking or fucking or, you know, fucking hookers or fucking food or, you know what I mean? I always have something evil lurking.
Because it's like, because we're like comics, but we live in this fucking time when everyone's like upset. I was at Caroline's the other, I fucking forget who was saying this. I think it was Phil Hanley, but he was saying he was working with some 80s comic and they were like, oh, so what clubs do you work? And he was like, oh, Caroline's. And he's telling me the story in Caroline's in the back. Right. She's like, oh man, that green room, we used to do so much blow back there.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know. Really, my friends order salads.
Yeah.
And like, they felt like
no more
we're
drugs.
We're supposed to just kill
salmon?
Ourselves.
Now at all.
Yeah, they really do. If you smoke a cigarette and you're not like with, like, you better be a pretty big headliner, or they're going to be like, come on, dude.
It's fucking weird, man. I mean, this is the last thing that I have. It's over. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I can't fucking eat like this anymore. And here's the thing. I love food.
We all do.
I love it.
Bobby loves it to another level.
I love it.
Bobby loves it to another level, Bobby.
He gets
so excited about food.
I used to sleep with food in my bed.
What?
I used to sleep.
That's because you were poor and you lived in Haiti. You lived in Haiti and they would have stole it from you.
You slept with your food and a machete
in the kitchen.
You were the fat kid in Monster Ball. You had a,
can I say something?
Please.
Turkey.
I don't know if you can say it, but you can please
give
try.
It a shot.
Yeah.
Cold turkey doesn't work for most people.
I'm sorry. Did you say cold turkey doesn't work?
Going off.
Yeah. Oh, turkey. Not eating cold turkey. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I thought you had it in your bed.
Because I heat my turkey up, I was going to say. Within the gravy, not in the microwave. It dries the turkey out.
Can you get out your fat cell for a second?
Whoa, okay. You're right. Wow. Okay.
Cold turkey doesn't work because
yeah.
when you try to go cold turkey, you just it's unrealistic.
Uh-huh.
Wean yourself off
uh-huh.
and wean on good things. Wean. I said that correct.
I just think it's different for different people, dude.
It is.
The only thing.
This is his sixth fat.
Look, dude, yes, I know, so he should probably learn by now, but it'll be his seventh thing.
He should know.
So, yes. Look, I'm just saying, the only thing I've ever quit
I don't know
successfully.
What that means.
Can I say something, too? Can I say something, too?
It's
I'm
your show.
Thank you. I'm afraid this may sound, I know this is a cop out, and I know people go, fuck you, and only fat fucking motherfuckers will be like, I get that. But I feel like, you know, if I get in shape again, I'm afraid that I'm a.
You're gonna leave your wife.
No, I'm afraid.
For a better girl.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid of those situations. Chicks don't come up to me right now. You know, you have to. I'm a fetish. You have to be into this to want to fuck me. Do you understand? Like a chick. There's no chick coming up to me anymore going, oh, after the show. They're coming up to me going, we're a big fan. You know, you want to get some ice cream? I brought you fucking cupcakes. You know what I mean?
They do bring in cupcakes a lot.
So
enablers.
Y'all killing Bobby. Stop bringing them cupcakes. Y'all killing them.
So listen, here's the thing. Is that half of me is like, you know, it's like if I get into shape again and I'm fucking out in the road and all of a sudden it's like those days are back and I get scared of those fuck because I'm very happy right
you
now.
You ain't say nothing. What's back?
Like if a fucking chick comes up and is like, hey, what are you doing?
But you have checks and balances.
Bobby, your dick don't work no more.
You have checks and balances. You bring somebody that entertains you or takes care of you when you're... You know what I mean? You can you can put yourself in situations that when that comes, there's something...
You're absolutely right. Listen,
just don't take the
I understand it's a fucking excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't fuck them.
My dick works, by the way, you fucking asshole. Being very hurtful tonight. No, I get it. I get it's all an excuse. I get all that fucking Anthony Robbins shit. I've been in the program. I've been off drugs for 30 fucking years. I get it. I am not done with food.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's so
you
much,
know what I mean?
To me, it's more about that than it is about weaning or going cold turkey or whatever. Because I'm just saying, I quit cigarettes cold turkey. Only thing I've ever quit successful in my life.
I did too.
And it's just because I was ready. There's no like other way to say it. I was just done. I was.
I started smoking cigars
again.
Well, can I just say something, though? I found this fucking place. I've been driving by this place near my house. It says cigars. Just random. Like, just a little crappy storefront. It says cigars. I stopped in there the other day. I walk upstairs. It's a man club. It's a fucking man club.
Like homosexuals? Like,
no.
No, like 50s style. Like
oh, I'm sorry, that is how I came back to your thing.
Hey, no, you can join for a certain amount a month. Okay, it's a cigar club, but you can join for a certain amount and be a member, and you get a code for the front door. You can go 24 fucking hours a day.
And do what?
And smoke cigars, watch TV, play cards.
You can do that at their house.
Huh? Yeah, I got a fucking 18-month-year-old child at my house. Can I really do that at my house?
You can do that downstairs outside in front of your door.
Downstairs outside in front of my door. Where is that again? How do I get there? You fucking mook. I don't fucking have a basement, and I don't have an attic. I have a contemporary mid-century ranch.
But now you have a men's club.
It's right down the street, dude.
Did you join?
I fucking joined, man.
Why?
Like we could all
why
go.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Hang on, man. I'll tell you why. I think I'm switching fucking addictions. I think I'm actually saying, okay, I'm getting ready to drop this food thing. I'm going to go work the fuck out. I need this little thing to keep me my fucking evil occupied.
It's like the take the edge off thing. You know, that's you need like something to just like get the
why don't
shit out.
Being healthy be your addiction?
Yeah, that works.
That's fun.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm off sugar, gluten, dairy, eggs,
penis,
corn. I mean, I did break up my boyfriend, but yeah, I'm off a lot of things right now.
So technically, Will is nailing it.
Yeah, first with the I'm off everything.
He's back on track.
But it's fucking hard, and you have to find other ways. Like that's why I said
say when you're off gluten, you need the penis more than ever.
Yeah, I completely agree.
What do you enjoy?
Nothing. I'm really sad right now. But what I'm saying is that I find other ways to take care of myself.
Like what?
I mean, for me...
How old are you?
I'm 29.
How old are you?
36.
Really? Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude. You better really pick it up with the career, okay?
I know. Thanks.
No, I'm kidding.
Putting me on the spot and making me feel bad about myself.
No, you're doing fine, dude. You're doing fine. Everybody knows who you are.
Yeah, shut up.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
31. How old are you, Will?
I'm 88.
How old are you, Will?
He won't tell you his age.
I'm 88.
Will, how old are you?
I'm 88.
Will,
can I say your age?
How old is he?
Look at my eyes.
How old is he?
He's definitely in his 40s.
I'm in the...
Well, are you 42?
My birthday's this week, by the way.
He was doing comedy.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
December 6th.
What do we get you? Like a fish? What do we get you?
I love fish. Fish is good.
Fish is good?
Fish,
he's got
vagina.
Good omega-3s. Look at that guy. He loves it.
It's a motherfucker, man. Food is the bitch for me. It's always been my...
You gotta grab control, man. You grab control of everything else in your life. Why you can't grab control of this?
Oh, my God. Does this 50-year-old have to keep yelling at me? Jesus. Fine. Well, I'll figure it out in the next few decades like you did. I don't know.
Look, Dad, you naturally skinny, so you're just talking shit. I was 220 pounds. How about that?
Were you really?
I was 220.
Were you really? You were a fat kid?
I was a fat. You want to see the pictures?
I would love to see a picture.
I don't remember you being fat. Yeah, I've known you for a long time.
Everybody calm down.
I've never not seen him eating almonds, I'll tell you that much.
Almonds.
He always has
almonds. Let me tell you something. How the fuck? How do you eat? Fuck almonds, man.
I'll say this.
I like a cashew.
But your taste buds change.
Yeah,
but here's the thing.
Even with cigarettes, because you didn't have taste buds with cigarettes.
Listen, I know I've been skinny 5 times, and I've been not just in shape. Will, you know the last time I got into shape, I got fucking a 6-pack. I was shredded. Okay,
what year was that?
That was 4 years, 5 years ago.
5 years ago is 2009.
Yeah, whatever it was. I don't care. What does that mean?
Because I remember 2009. I don't remember you.
Dude, I got fucking pictures, man. You can go on the internet and Google it, okay?
So 2009, you had a 6-pack.
I was a fucking 6-pack, dude. I was fucking...
220, right here.
It is impressive. I got to say. It is. I
220.
I give it up to anyone.
It's just a motherfucker, though. And look, this is the time
he's
of year.
He's so black. Can you put that in there?
Did you make a meme about it, by the way? What's up with that?
To me, he just has to go for a walk.
It's then and now.
It's definitely different. I mean, literally, he must... They have like faster metabolism.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
All you have to do is take a motherfucking. If you're a male and you're black, I swear to God,
guys,
all you have to do is like walk a mile and you have a 6-pack. Right,
well, listen. You be a slave for 400 years, see what happens.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to say, ooh, that came off. I want to say something though. Since I moved out of the city, it has a, it's affected me too, because I'm driving everywhere now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a house with a fridge and cabinets and all this space. And you know what I mean? It's like my wife cooks now. She has a beautiful new kitchen that we, so it's a different lifestyle that I've never lived where, you know, this, I don't act like when I lived in the city, I had to take the train. I had to go to the subway. I had to fucking walk. I had to do all this shit. We were a single couple. There wasn't a lot of shit in the house. She cooked a lot, and it was pretty much, you know, meat, vegetables, and whatever. You know what I mean? So it was a different... My lifestyle has become this fucking suburban, fat, bald guy with husband, father lifestyle, which I kind of sat right into. You know what I mean? I have to now break free of this shit and go back to the gym, get a trainer, and start... absolutely stop eating carbs and sugar. Go back to no sugar, no grains.
But you still heard what she said? Your taste palate has to change.
She didn't say that.
You have to allow
she,
your taste.
She said my taste buds.
Taste change. Buds, taste palate, same thing.
When you take
you
out,
allow, you got to let yeah. it change. So you
but
could,
it is,
you could allow
but
the change to come in.
You're acting like it's not the hardest thing.
No.
It really
but
is.
He's not giving
you've been off drugs for
change.
How long? Because drugs aren't in your life. Like, yeah, there's people that do it, but it's not the same as I have to eat
food,
every day.
No, food is hard. I'm not saying it's not hard because... Unlike drugs, you never have to say life ever again. But food, you gotta see commercials. You gotta hang out with your fat friends. You gotta
Do
hang
you
out with your skinny friends.
How hard it is to go somewhere
you gotta,
and
you
can't
gotta see the commercials.
Order?
You gotta have grease sliding down your arm. You can, it's hard.
You are weird.
Grease down your arm.
Yeah, when you eat a burger.
But like I've become that annoying person that has to know what's in everything, and then you have to be like, hey, I want this, but not this.
Yeah,
and
but
can this
the,
be on the side?
I don't do
and
that shit.
Yeah, but you feel like a loser. I mean, I don't even have the money to do half this shit. So it's like, it's not, and then I eat it and I don't even want to be eating it. It's fucking hard on every single level. And you're acting like he should just get his life together. I mean, that's not how it works.
He's stronger than what he think he is.
I believe everybody's
I'm right here, by the way.
I feel like he's acting like you're dead.
I'm right here.
How do you do it?
Can I say something, though? What he's doing is doing it from... I get it. I've done
bullying
that.
Bullying doesn't help.
All right, listen. Shut your face. I got it. Fucking, your CD is absolutely right. What's the name of it again?
Emotionally Exhausting.
Oh, God, you really... I know you're on my side, but I got to tell you, shut
you
your... I know, sweetie, but listen...
White,
I'm sorry. I have Italian in me too. Okay,
too much Italian.
Listen,
too
I'm
much.
Sorry, sweetie. No, I understand what he's doing though, and I've done it too. When I was in shape, I would fucking give the same shitty pep talk to fat dudes and yell at them and fucking do it. He's trying to do that shit. And you're right. It's the hardest thing in the fucking world to do. And
But it is like you said, because you've done it before. It is doable. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Of course,
you've done
it is.
It. You've
Everything
done it,
is
so you
doable.
Can fucking
it's doable,
do it.
But notice how it's not maintainable. That's the real message.
Why?
Because you got to change your lifestyle.
Because not even that you have to change your lifestyle,
maintainable.
But I'm telling you,
it is.
It's
it is
emotional.
Maintainable.
You're
though.
Saying that it's not emotional, or it doesn't have to. But it is emotional. Think of every time that you've made the switch. Maybe
everything
not this
come
time
back
because
to a damn
the show.
CD.
Go fuck yourself. But it is.
I like her.
But
you I like her.
But what I'm saying is that it's rooted in something. And maybe this time it wasn't rooted in something because
right.
of the movie or the show you're doing. But
right.
everything else, there's a reason you switch. There's a reason you say fuck it. There's a reason you go down.
Nah, he's just fat.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck all of you.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're such a dickhead. This is why I love comedians. It's just ruthless. Just, I mean, this beautiful fucking girl is giving this emotional speech to this
I know she's right
fucking,
on every level.
This fat guy, and there's just, you guys are all fucking just staring, waiting.
I had that in the pocket for like a full minute while I was going. She's making, in my head, I was like, she's making good points, though. But I'm still going with it.
What do you find the most challenging for you to do?
Dude, not fucking eating. Do you understand? Here's the thing.
You could eat, Bobby.
Huh?
You could eat.
I know.
Just eat the right things.
I know, but
What's wrong with you? Eat the right things.
Because my anxiety.
Get
okay?
full of the right shit.
You know, screaming into the microphone won't help
he
you.
He said eat the mic.
That's not the same.
Listen. When I'm I love you so much, Will. I hope you die. What I'm saying is that my anxiety, okay, my thing. Some people, you smoke weed, right? You get anxious, you smoke weed. You know, you get anxious. What do?
I smoke weed too.
You smoke weed?
Yeah.
What do you do when you get anxious?
I binge eat.
You binge eat. Okay. So, you know, it's my anxiety from success or failure or whatever the fuck it is, from shows. I mean, it's now it's enhanced because I'm not this fucking struggling comic that can't pay his rent.
Yeah, it sucks.
Okay, I have money and I can fucking buy whatever I want. So it's a different lifestyle that my personality, it's not good for me. I'm the guy who fucking, you know, when I was going, you know, gig to gig and paying my rent and had to eat fucking noodles once a day. And, you know, I had to walk home some nights because I didn't have fucking, I kept in shape. Now, later in life, this, it's a little more relaxed. It's a little, you know, we have dinner, we have breakfast, we have lunch. It's a weird fucking thing that I have to learn now to hit this bottom and say, fucking, I can't do this anymore. And I have to learn how to fucking take this new life and sacrifice. I don't want to fucking sacrifice. I hate sacrificing. I hate not having. I didn't have my whole fucking life. I don't think any of us. We all fucking, we're in this business because we want something that we can't fucking get. And we're gonna get it no matter what. And we see all these other fucking people get it. And we see people trying to get it and we're just striving to get shit because we're fucking needy. We're fucking needy egomaniacs, man, that with inferiority complexes, and we want shit, and we want it to make us feel good, and we want accolades, and we want laughs, and we want fame, and we want money, and we want our fear to go away, you know? And sometimes fucking food does that. Food makes you feel good, yeah, sometimes.
I remember when I quit cigarettes, like the thing that was very strange to me that was just like overwhelming was like this kind of like just like depressing emptiness about it.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, but that's my thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm cigarette guy. Like, I do this. It's just like an emptiness of what do I do with this time now?
Yeah.
Like, now I'm just sitting here like, okay,
yeah, like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, it's weird.
What am I going to do when, what else is there? And you're right. I have to find something else. You know what I mean?
Cigar club.
I joined, man. I'm a fucking man.
I was addicted to video games and food. And laziness. I was addicted to laziness, if you believe that shit.
Yeah, no, I do. Laziness
lazy,
is... yeah.
Video games and food. I was not doing video games or food, I was being lazy.
One of the greatest things Patrice ever said to me.
Can I do my...
You want to rant? I'm sorry, I ranted. You rant. It's everybody...
Can I do my monologue?
Camera on Will. No, go back on me first.
You did a 20-minute monologue.
I just did a 20-minute monologue that I know I'm going to get fucking shitty tweets for. So this is to you. Go fuck yourself. And now let's give Will Sylvans his own monologue.
He actually has a PowerPoint presentation for his rant.
So Will, go ahead.
It's all just slides of his stomach.
Just his abs. He's going to show his abs like six times.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
After the fourth grade, I went right to the fifth grade.
It's like, all right, first off, know you got held back.
Dude, that's not like really a bragging starting point, by the way. That's like every single one of our stories.
I'm talking shit, motherfuckers, damn!
Everyone knows they don't have grades in Haiti.
Yeah, they just have one
that
big...
That was a whack laugh.
They have one, they have one big soccer field.
Anyway. What was my point?
Yeah.
I was lazy.
Rant.
I played video games.
You get to go to the grade with a tarp.
And I ate every and anything. You know what I thought I was doing? Because I was not eating pork.
Oh, the bombdana?
I thought I was not eating pork or red meat. I thought I was doing something with my life. And I did not do nothing but just...
You were in fifth grade. What were you supposed to do with your life?
I was talking shit about the fourth to fifth grade. Motherfucker, when he turned the cameras on me.
Oh, okay.
Dave.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
I look, man.
That's a really bad rant.
You know, his rant or mine?
You guys interrupted my rant.
Listen, man. Rants, first of all, rants stink unless you're fucking you're Doug Stanhope or somebody else. Fuck.
That's a good rant right there.
No, who is Shapiro? Shapiro does great rants. He's funny. You like Rick Shapiro?
Dude, I love Rick Shapiro. I love him, dude. He's one of my favorite people to be around,
he's funny
dude.
As hell.
Dude, he came in and read for this cartoon that me and Lewis wrote.
Right.
And he read for a part.
Wait a minute. How come I didn't read for a part?
I don't know. I'm sure we would love to have you. It never got really...
No fat guy.
You guys were going to sell a fucking show and you never had me read for a part?
It was never going to sell a show. We were making a show with... we're supposed to make a pilot with Stand Up Labs with those guys. But we just had... there was just like a few characters.
And HBO bought a couple of
backtrack,
go ahead.
Backtrack.
They
backtrack,
had Rick Shapiro backtrack. In. God damn, so that's a fucking comic thing, this ego. Oh, now Bobby wasn't in it, so he's mad at me. He came in and he read... I mean, we had four lines for him.
Right.
And he came in and just... He didn't say a word in the four lines, but he went off for a half hour.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm just like... And then another half hour after of just telling me how amazing my writing was.
Really?
When you're like... Rick, I mean, you didn't read a word of my writing, but I still just love it. And he's just like, hey, man, if I could just maybe like hang out with you more, man, you just got like a writer's mind. And it's just every time I meet Rick, he's just the greatest.
Yeah, he's great. He's fucking crazy. I watch those videos on the internet. He's
so funny in Lucky Louie.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my God, he was so funny.
He really is, man.
Yeah, he's funny as shit.
It's weird. Are we making those comics anymore? Are we making the Doug Stanhopes and the fucking Shapiros and who out there right now is that guy? You know what I mean? And Mitch Hedberg.
Well,
they
would get fucking ruined, man. That's actually the world. Those guys are not going to get opportunities, man, because guys like Louis or Burr or those guys, you know, 10, 15 years ago when they were still figuring it out and those rape jokes weren't fucking polished and excellent and it was like they might fail every now and then, those are the ones that they'll fucking hang you for now. So like no one like at Comedy Central or whatever wants to give that guy, you know, if he's nobody, they don't want to give him something because he'll get them fired.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, what is comedy right now? I mean,
Michael Che.
Michael Che is very funny, but he's a funny guy. What's wrong? I mean,
but there's always
going to be. I think that Michael Che is hilarious, and there's a lot of new comics that are hilarious. But that style is kind of gone. That fucking rebel or that dangerous or kind of ranting or you never know what the fuck he's going to say and very opinionated comedian is fucking gone.
But it's going to come back around. It always comes back around. Yeah. I mean, cycle.
Right now, it's joke writing. Am I right? It's more about the set up punch tag.
Get that laugh.
But I don't. But I don't think.
Alternative comedy is kind of taking over.
No, but they've already taken over. That's already fucking gone. I think it's right now. It's if you look at these comics, they're very. Their jokes are great. I mean. We're not doing those guys that might die aren't.
This is what I see a lot, dude. And I see this like all over the place, and it's not an insult to anyone, but I see it really, really good joke writing, and it's not even like, oh, this guy can write jokes, this guy can write jokes. But there's a lot of jokes that I almost feel like you could take these and give it to this guy, take his and give it to this. Like, take them all and switch them, and there's no one who it's like
a strong personality.
None of those comics where it's like, no, that's that guy's thing. Like, almost like
silhouette. You silhouette.
Yeah.
Like, back in the, yeah, exactly. So that's what I said. We've said it before on the show. Well, like back in the day when I came up with Patrice, Burr, Dane, Bob Marley, me, you know, we were all kind of the same, but we were all different. You know what I mean? We went to the same clubs. We were at the same place every fucking night of the week, but we were very different. And when I came to New York, it was the same thing. Norton, Voss, you know, all these guys. Will was here. We're all the same
you guys
places.
Like bust balls in a similar way, but you're all very different kind
very
of personalities.
Very fucking different. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the last conversation with Patrice that I ever had. That's what he was going off on, was how much he hates that. He goes, I just hate the like detached. I don't have anything in this. This is just how I write a punchline. Like,
yeah, but
like,
but here's the thing. I don't think if that's what's paying, if that's what is making. Back when I was coming up, doing Evening at the Improv was what comics strive to do. 7 minutes of clean material or 4 minutes of clean material. Getting on television was the fucking thing to do. I could give a fuck about getting on TV and doing a monologue. I could. What is it going to do for me? What's it going to do? Nothing.
But the young comics want to. They all want to get on.
Yeah, that's fine. But what does it do for them?
But I mean, the game.
What does it do?
But the game.
Who was the last person to do stand up on the David Letterman show?
Hold on, a lot of these comics.
Nobody. Hang on a second.
I mean, Lenny Marcus did it a couple like a week or two.
I think Joe List was pretty close to that.
Yeah, but back in the day,
they don't do nothing for comics now.
Blew them the fuck up.
They don't do nothing for them. I know comics who did these night shows. They did like all these night shows, and they still
comics go. I'm talking about comics go out and have a set. Like, I'm.
Are they called night shows?
Gary,
whatever, man.
Do you see Gary Goldman? Rollins, Seth Meyers. Like, it's like the perfect late night set. You're like, it couldn't be any better than that.
Right.
And what did that do for Gary's road? What did that do for Gary's, like, that really? Like, what, like, not what it should. Definitely not what it should.
Gary Gulman is one of the funniest fucking joke writers, comedians on the fucking planet walking right now. He does TV sets, and it's spotless, perfect perfection joke writing.
Then he looked like Superman.
Right,
but there's
and it's like he should, but he should be selling out theaters.
No, that's my point. Him and Ted, I watch do like these perfect late night sets over and over, and that is something. It's like no, you just. It's, I'm not saying it does nothing, but it's definitely not like I'm saying doing something like a huge podcast could do way more for their career than
you know
than
why?
A late
because
set.
Too many. There's so much stuff for people to watch, whether it's cable,
exactly.
internet, it's too whether many. It's listen to a podcast, whether it's like whatever.
Think how many
can't just be a stand up anymore. And I think people keep fighting that because I love it and I just want to do stand-up. But it took me a long time to be like, I don't want to live this life anymore. And you have to do something else. So it's like, I loved it. This life of like being on the road and playing for four people and then you get one Twitter follower that doesn't ever read your tweets again. And like, you have to do something more and everybody fights it. Like I always say, like people always told me because I started when I was young, you're so lucky that you found your passion early. But then I have to find my second passion because it doesn't pay shit and nothing happens from it. And you have to find another way to reach people.
I don't believe that.
And I think Gary Gulman and Ted Alexandro and some of these brilliant guys that I love, they have to find something else to reach people. So that's why podcasts help and that's why YouTube helps. And it sucks that you have to do it, but you can't just do stand-up anymore. It doesn't make anybody money.
I mean,
and it's all about money.
That's the scariest thing for me right now because you see these guys that are fantastic like Gary and you're like, why isn't he like one of the biggest comedians in the world? You know,
you
it's like, what chance do I even have? What do I even want to strive for to try to get on this
right.
late night show?
Yeah.
When
City
I see
funny.
All the guys that have the late night sets and they're still trying to play the places that I'm also trying to play and I don't even have it.
Well, you're bringing up a good point, dude. It's this is the fear that we live in. Is you don't know when somebody your shot comes. Yeah. Now there's certain people that you know they get it and they just go and they're just they go from one job to the other and you're like wow that's fucking be-. And they do not get me wrong they work hard.
Oh yeah.
Do not get me wrong. People aren't just giving shit. I really don't believe that anymore. I mean, I think that people who get stuff. They have to work hard because not only do they have to work hard, when they get those big, huge opportunities, they have the same fear that I would have and they overcome it and they perform and they actually prevail. Okay.
Yeah, like, and even if they weren't willing to work hard, that'll get weeded out. Like, you think if Che wasn't willing to work hard, he came in as a writer on SNL.
I don't know why. That's funny that you brought up Che. I'm not even talking about Che. I think Che.
No, but I'm just saying an example of someone who got a lot of success
hard,
in LA.
Hard fucking. These guys, all these people have to bring. They have to work their asses off. You can't just get an opportunity and do nothing with it. You have to fucking really kill it.
Follow through.
Follow through as best as you can and have the goods after that. Because look, it's all these people that are hiring people, they're into making money. They're not just hiring people to give fucking money away. Do you understand?
I said that.
Right. Well... It's like
no, you're right, and there is other shit to do, and like you're doing. I mean, this is like a totally different format than stand up comedy that you found to have, like connect to your fans and shit, and then they'll come out to your shows. Like that's a great, you know,
and
that's like
my,
the new
I'm doing
thing
my sketches.
Now.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, look, here's the thing: is that you do live in that fear, bro. I mean, look, I've done TV, I've done TV shows, I've done a couple flicks, I do stand up, I make money. But there's the what when I'm 60? What about when I'm 58, 55? What am I going to do? You know, you start looking. I don't care if you're 30, you're looking at 40. When you're 40, you're looking at 50. When you're 50, you're looking at 60. And when you're a stand-up comedian, you're sitting there going, "Holy shit, I don't want to be here." But I do think you have some control over that. I really do. I believe that if you're a shitty actor, go become better. If you're not good at writing, go become better. You know what I mean? You know, I learned that when with Joe DeRosa and Billy Burr. You know, there was one thing. If I learned anything from those guys is that we had nothing going on. Well, Billy, you know, of course, did. He was headlining. I was headlining. We all making money. But we were sitting, nobody was giving us a fucking shot. And we said, let's just go write our own fucking movie. Let's make it ourselves. You know, and Will has done that too. Where it's like, okay, nobody's going to give us a movie. Nobody's going to give us the money. We'll just raise our own money. We'll work our asses off, save it. We'll put it in, and then we'll do it ourselves. And it paid off. I mean, look, at one fucking me and Joe in a diner a conversation that we said, this should be a movie. How many times have you done that? And we did it, and then that became in the Tribeca Film Festival. That's a fucking holy shit goal in my life. I was there. I know the people that run it. You know, that's a connection that I'll always have.
Awesome.
That, you know, then it became a book deal with Simon & Schuster. I'm a published author. What the fuck? I don't even know what you're to use. Okay?
Well, that's what you got to do now. You got to create your own opportunities. You can't just play at the clubs
That became a script deal with FX. That one little conversation in a diner that we acted on, we were proactive on, became something. And people do that all the fucking time.
Well, Bobby, the thing is, what you said earlier is you got to follow through. You should have had another book deal, another movie, another yaw.
He's got a TV show coming out.
Yeah, I got an hour special coming out. I have an hour special coming out in a month that I produce myself.
I was talking in general.
All right, well, I've been doing that.
You're making really intense eye contact,
though. Yeah, dude. I
look at people when I actually. Yeah, I see they lying and
shit. I have a huge show coming out on FX with Dennis Leary.
Did you say huge? Talking about you or the
studio? No, it's a fucking big show, dude.
You gotta say no pun intended when talking about yourself.
Ugh. All right, let's go to the chat real quick.
Just a quick thing. Mookie Phillip asks, is the uncertainty of this business worse than the monotony of a regular job?
Somebody explain
what
that to me, please.
Mean,
somebody explain that to me.
It's worth
all those words. You know? Okay.
It's either being bored and not know, like, this is your life forever, or not knowing if you're ever going to have more than kind of open mics or shitty road shows.
Is it okay? You have here's the deal.
It's hard to compare, but
there's no pressure on you though when you just go into your dumb job that you don't like. You don't have to like step up when you're a comedian. You have to bring it all the time. You're always worried this show wasn't good enough. I didn't get
unless
if
you're
that
doing
place.
Unless you're doing cruise ships for the rest of your life. Cruise ships, you ain't got to step it up. You just got.
But that's
just gotta
like,
say,
that's
hey,
like having a desk
was
job.
The
bubble,
was
those...
Are you drinking?
But can I say something on that though? You can't just get a cruise ship. That's a whole thing you have to kind of work into and know the guy and get this guy, and then you get in there and you can't fuck that up. I know guys who've waited their whole career to get that gig and then did something fucked up and then they're booted, gone forever. And then where do they go? So it's up to you. I mean, that's why comics were fucking psycho. We're out of our fucking minds.
But it's like,
because we love the shit that we live in, because that's where we get our funny.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to this guy's question. When you go like, is the trade off worth it? It's like asking someone who just bought like a hat, is that hat worth the money? You're like, well, obviously to us it is.
Did you smoke weed?
Did
you smoke weed before you came here?
I always smoke weed.
Okay, great.
is that not the perfect analogy though? I'm just saying obviously the trade off is worth it to us.
But the thing is,
because we did it, so we're trying to do it.
But if we're going to use your analogy, you don't know. You don't know if you're going to lose that hat tomorrow. You don't know if someone's going to say that hat's ugly and then you put it in a drawer the rest of your life.
No, sure. None of us know what's going to happen. But the point is, he's saying, is it worth trading the certainty of what's going to happen?
Well, don't do stand up for the work.
Can I say something? I'm going to say something right now.
You've been saying things.
Because I have to have a mortgage, to have a wife, to have a child, and you have all this stuff that you need to actually just keep. Just keep it. Not get more. Just keep. Okay? Is fucking daunting. Fucking daunting. Now, imagine if you have a fucking 9-to-5, 5 days a week, and you go in and you fucking do your job and you make enough money, you worked it out, wherever, you keep everything, all right? And maybe you get more as a raise or a bonus and blah, blah, blah. But you go there. Or you fucking roll the dice and do comedy, and then you look at January and you don't have any dates, okay? There's nothing. Now, is that going to happen, though? I mean, that's pretty fucking scary.
Can I
I don't think you
can
do
say,
it, then.
Not
I mean,
just comedy. Any kind of thing that you pull yourself out of the matrix, whether you want to run a fax machine, you make fax machines, you want to run a dog walking business, whatever, that you still rolling the dice on your self-contained business.
Fax machines are
obsolete.
That's like a bad entrepreneurial idea. Yo, I'm gonna make fax machines. Yeah, people scan now.
Check it out.
Came out in Haiti.
I got a new business. I'm gonna actually convert tapes to CDs.
Hold on, is this all on me?
Yeah, it's all on you.
It's not 97 anymore.
You went from dog walking to
fucking.
Why don't you go to typewriters?
I get what you're saying. Anything that's entrepreneurial and you don't have fucking fucking safety
yeah,
net.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It's fucking
but then
scary.
Again, a 9-to-5 is not guaranteed.
But that was... But,
the boss can be like, say,
oh,
no,
not
you
anymore.
Know what?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not
okay.
in this economy.
But not so many people are, like, killing themselves, yes. ODing,
oh, yeah,
like
absolutely.
Comedians are all the time.
Right.
But and,
that's
you
just
know, Robin Williams killed himself. He was one of the most successful comedians of all time. He touched pretty much almost everybody's heart on this whole fucking planet.
Right.
And he couldn't handle the pressure.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. No, but I... My
problem. Hold on. We just got you heated, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
But my problem is when you ask if it's worth it, and to me, the
have I told you to shut your face?
Well, come on.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Come
I'm,
on.
You know I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You're gonna have to put Kale in it to shut her.
I'm kidding. She's
fucking love you.
Go ahead. No,
but what I'm saying is, like, for me, because I get comics ask me all the time, "Is it worth it?" And that question's the wrong. If you ask dumb questions, you're gonna get dumb answers. But it's like to me. The amount of work that it takes to be any kind of successful, it's never going to be worth it. You just have to like doing it.
Well, no, but
and
that's what I'm saying. There's no like, is
passion.
It worth it? It's like, look, is
passion.
This life better? Yeah. Ultimately, if I weigh the pros and cons,
passion.
Is this better than if
no.
I just got a job?
But can I say
I don't get to know because I don't get to live both lives.
I'm
making a choice to do this one.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm right now in my career, I'm at the best place I've ever been. I'm doing exactly what I've wanted to do. I'm doing stand-up comedy when I want to, where I want to. I don't really have to go to these places I don't like going anymore. And I'm making good money and where I do play. And I'm on a television show that I fucking love with people that I fucking admire and I love. And it's funny and it's on the network that is my favorite network. I am in a beautiful place. In my life right now. I have a house, I have a child and a wife. It's unbelievable, okay? And I'm still worried. I'm worried about if the show goes fucking 9 years, what am I going to do then? I still have those psychotic thoughts of I'll be 50-something, and what am I going to do then? Am I going to have enough money? Is the show, what the fuck's going on?
But you've been there before. You've been there when stuff fails and fall on your face, and you pick yourself back up and you find another way.
No, but that's the actual, I want to say this to this guy. That's the fear of that, the fucking anxiety of that is what fucks us up, but it's also what gets us to become a better actor, become a better stand-up, to get these gigs, to get into clubs that refused us or rejected us before. It's to make your own movie or to get your own film festival. That's the stuff that pushes you because that's that pushes you out of the business. And you've seen those people just gone. They're just, where are they? Yeah. They're gone because they gave up. They couldn't do it.
Not being content.
Right.
Yeah, dude, this whole thing, it's like long
So you're
periods.
Saying that we can never find happiness. That's what you're saying.
No, well, I'm saying.
I'm just, from what I've done so far, the whole thing is like long, it's like bursts of a lot of happiness. You know what I mean? You get these bursts of like, you get something and it's a big thing. And then a lot of like anxiety, depression, shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, how many cycles of that before you're like, ah, that's just kind of me. And that's how I operate
that's
in this
me.
World.
This is me. Look,
and whatever.
I get, honest to God, my therapist told me that. It's like, you know, I figured it out. I was like, look, I get fat, I get skinny. My struggle is I'm trying to deal with my addictions or my fears, my anxieties without medicating myself, without fucking loading up with all this shit. I can't do it. I just can't do it. You know, I could do it. I could go take all this Prozac and all this shit and then just be this, hey, what's up? I can't do it. I just can't.
Did your shrink want to put you on that stuff?
What?
Did your shrink want to put you
no,
on that
he
stuff?
Wants me to fucking work through my problems.
That's good.
That's very
I
good.
Feel like the majority of them just want to put you on shit.
Go to the chat room real quick.
Take some Lexapro.
Lexapro. I would love to fucking take a pill and then be okay, but I don't think it would work for me.
White people take pills like crazy.
Yeah, because we can afford
them. I was
them.
On Lexapro. It didn't matter.
Yeah, you know what we don't do? Shoot anyone over it.
Oh.
What? We're not on board with really? Racism?
We'll go. What do you got, Deepu?
Black Lives Matter,
all
right?
That's not where we're all at anymore?
Deepu, what do you got?
Strawberry Sucker asks.
Strawberry what?
Strawberry Sucker.
I love the
is
names.
Is she a stripper?
No, it's a he.
Is it a guy?
I don't know. Is it a guy or a girl?
I think it's a guy.
Okay, go ahead.
That's actually, you'll see why.
Bobby Kelly sucked my dick? Is that his
He asks, is it me or is Bobby exuding a sexual energy tonight? He's squinting his eyes like Antonio Banderas.
No, I'm just...
You got that voice, too.
Do I really?
It's the sexy little... When you're sick,
yo, stop squinting your eyes
voice.
At me, man.
Well, I'm not sexy at all. I find myself... I hate myself. I hate my...
Bobby, you're not the only one.
This has become AA.
You hate me?
No, everybody hates you.
Wow, Jesus Christ. Well, I really...
He's a bully. I don't know why he's here.
I really hate taking showers right now. I hate being naked.
This fat thing's getting out of control, man. You don't want to wash your ass?
I wash my ass. I hate it, though.
Wait, fat people can't wash their ass?
No, at some point it hurts.
Fat. Oh, really?
Dude, I almost fucking pulled a rib muscle. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm like, whoa, get a loofah or something.
Nah, dude, it's yeah, I fucking hate it. I hate myself right now. I hate myself physically.
Just
it sucks.
Lose the weight.
I'm gonna.
You love yourself again.
I will. I will. Why can't you talk to me like that all the time?
Because
I like,
you want me to eat the microphone.
I like.
That's not the same.
What, a microphone?
You've been doing this long enough to know that yelling and eating the microphone are two different things.
That's
First
true.
Of all, your titties are delicious.
I hate you so much right now, Will. I hate you.
That's first and
so
foremost.
Go fuck first yourself.
Can I say something? In Haiti, that is actually the highest of compliments. That is. Because it has to do with food and your body. So there's saying that your titties are like delicious like food.
Yeah, I mean, I can say racist stuff back if you're gonna say sexist.
Come
stuff.
On, do it, yes. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Finally, a feminist who gets it. I've been waiting my entire life.
I tell Bobby got nice titties.
What? You're
first
an
of
asshole.
All, that's different. And second of all,
what
why
the fuck are you agreeing with?
Why the fuck would you make me uncomfortable in a room full of dudes?
Yeah,
it's actually really shitty, Will.
Ooh,
I apologize then. You want me to go on camera and apologize?
No,
and
I want
shit?
You to go off camera.
You
and
are
apologize.
On camera.
Hey, can I say something? She's right. I think she's right. You're an asshole.
Shut up, Bobby. What? Every girl in here, you come, you guys sexually harass. Nah, I'd say one little titty joke. I'm getting a freaking...
Well, no, it's... Listen, man. Some girls are all right with it, and she's apparently not, so there you go.
Yeah.
I apologize. I won't look at them again.
Thank it's you. All about reading a vibe.
How about you not talk about it?
Now, Liz,
make it a subject.
You promised us some racist stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so, now, yeah.
I have tons. I have tons.
Are you really racist?
Yes.
I've dated, Italian from I've Jersey, dated three black guys, and so, I've had my heart broken.
That means she's racist.
I mean, I can...
when you have to point out
when a
that
black
you
person
black
breaks
guys,
your heart, I'm pretty sure that's where racism comes from.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Christ. Really?
That's what all those slaves did.
Yeah.
They broke white
broke hearts, motherfucker.
Maybe you
want
to be racist all along.
Get on the boat. I'll never forgive you
black
for
guys.
I would like... See, my race... I did my racist research. I was like, I'm not just going to hate them as a whole. I'm going to find individual things to hate about them. That's
this
dedication.
Whore broke my heart.
Hold on.
She you. Done went and fucked another black man in front of me.
Is that a black guy or
British
guy?
No, that was a slave owner. Remember white people? All right, nice talking to you. I was kind of going with the whole theme.
Handkerchief.
Give me the handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
It's a it's a fucking bandana. It's not a handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
What is it?
Well, actually, nothing is a handkerchief.
When you say a bomb.
Yeah, what's a handkerchief? Is that what you masturbate into?
This is the bomb bandana. So when you say
do you have like a sexist bandana or like just bad
joke? Still, you're not really mad about that.
I think
you're not really mad.
I've known him, what, like 12 years. I consider him a friend. And for him to...
One titty joke. It's gonna mess up 10 years of that.
First of all, you're just annoying in general. But I think it was shitty. I'm allowed to think it was shitty.
I say a lot of shitty jokes.
And it was out of nowhere. We weren't even.
He
talking
does
about
say a
my,
lot of shitty jokes. That's a good point. Yeah. I'm trying to.
Yeah, I don't agree with all the fatso jokes either. But it's you
well,
know
we can't be. Police call joke cops. I said it's one bad titty joke.
It's not joke cops, but you know that you yeah. know that's pointing out. First of all, we weren't even talking about it. You made it a subject. Now we have to fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
I was just a comedian. Now it's I'm true. Somebody that holds tits. Like it's annoying.
Oh, did you look at Bobby?
I like the way you say hold tits makes
yeah.
you sound like
yeah,
a,
I'm like, a
like it's like
tit.
A retirement
I'm like,
plan.
I'm like,
yeah, but you know what sucks?
I'm holding a lot of money in gold.
Here's what
and
sucks
tits.
Is now I'm trying not to look at her tits. It just stinks.
I've been looking at her the whole time.
Y'all put that blame on me.
Ah, dude, I'm
you
not gonna lie.
That.
You
no,
really
I
did.
Not.
You weirdly sexualized
yeah,
Liz to me too.
See?
There's
yeah.
nothing about
See?
That.
I
you
was
say nice
just
tits,
a person.
And then
you
she's
guys.
Uncomfortable about it. And then
an
I was
kind
of a
person.
Thing.
And now I'm an annoying person with tits.
Yeah,
so
now
fuck you.
Now she's doubly annoying because she's a chick. She's a comic, and now she's my tits, and now we have to talk about tits for the next half hour.
I don't want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, the racist stuff wasn't even that racist.
Yeah,
you know,
I was going to get into some deep fucking Missouri shit with Dave, with fucking
and now
politician
got
Dave.
An extra bone in the...
yeah, and I was attracted to her
speaking
nose.
Of, speaking
her
of race.
Nose.
Thank you. I have lots of nose insecurity.
Speaking of race.
I like your nose. It's sexy.
And sex
I think you're a really
shit.
Good joke writer.
What's yeah. that lady's
See,
name that attacked Obama's kids?
But now... But I mean, now all I can think of is
all I ever wanted people to notice was my jokes.
Well, you should zip your hoodie though if you don't want any titty jokes.
I mean, it's a cardigan, and they're not out.
Get her the titty. We have a titty. We have a titty blanket here for girls.
I'm victim blaming a little bit.
Get the YKWG titty blanket.
I'm not even like.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I mean, isn't this what all terrorism is about? People wearing shit.
They moved on. You made a more big of a deal than what it was. Nobody was.
That's almost a titty joke again, right there. All right. Well,
I mean, and again, it's victim blaming. So
you're a victim blamer.
Shit.
Go fuck yourself.
I love it. This is reverse racism. This is titty racism.
I think Will's flustered for the first time.
You're flustered.
Show.
Yeah,
you're not flustered.
You don't know what to do, Will.
Good. Eat some almonds and shut the fuck up.
See that, man? Get some more water because your mouth is dry, bitch. Oh, shit. I got the bomb bandana. What's the chat room talking about?
Cosmic Cow says, fax machines aren't actually obsolete. Still very prominent in the corporate world.
Thank you. What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Cosmic Cow.
But he's from India. No offense.
Nope, none
taken. Wait, who? Him or Cosmic Cow?
Cosmic Cow.
I got a speeding ticket, and I got out of it doing like 6 hours or whatever, and the woman, I called the court, and I was like, can I send in this form for my 6 hours? And she's like, you can fax it. I was like, okay, can we use something that I can scan it to you in a second. It's going to take... I'm going to have to walk somewhere and pay money. Like, who's faxing shit? It's dumb.
I faxed like this year.
I mean, you're old, Will.
Dude, my...
No, I got a brand new HP laser printer / scanner / fax machine. And I scanned something earlier this year.
Scanning is different from faxing.
I faxed something earlier this year.
I think there's an app.
Earlier this year.
There's an app where you can like scan it from your phone.
Yeah, why would you ever fax something?
Because I got a new machine. I want to use it.
It's so funny though. It's so funny that this guy wrote, how dare Barbie ask her to zip up her hoodie.
Fuck Yo TV says, how dare Bobby ask her to put on a hoodie? I'll turn this shit off as soon as that happens.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't agree with that either. I don't like that.
First of all, can I say something, though? It's interesting that is interesting to me because we're talking about how much I hate my body. I really do. I fucking hate it. But if I was really in shape right now, I'd probably be here with some type of sleeveless something. If I was shredded with a tight shirt on. Or if it was the summertime, I'd have some type of wife beater on, and
you would love muscle.
Someone was like, "Oh my god!" If some girl was like, "Oh my god, take that shirt off," I'd be like, "Fucking!" I would love every compliment of nice fucking whatever.
You would wear Ed Hardy.
I would. Right, what I'm saying is that. It's that when you have you're a pretty girl. You're a pretty girl.
I can't win regardless, by the way. If I dress frumpy, then I'm just like, oh.
No, I'm saying though, but you're a pretty girl. And I think that you're a sexy girl too. I mean, stereotypically, what men would find attractive, you are. You're cute. You're kind of you're attainable too. You know, you're not like this smoking model, but you're a good looking girl. No, I don't mean
you fucking danced around that for 10 seconds. You danced around that whole topic.
I mean, people could bang you because you're not that great. That's all I'm saying.
You fuck three black guys, so we know you're open-minded.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, I mean, you're really not mad that much at Will, right?
I'm mad that, honestly...
You're not mad. You're what is the word?
Are you mad at Will or the patriarchy? Who are you mad at?
I'm mad that, in general, I mean, and you should, well, I mean, maybe there's, I feel like there's more black guys accepted in comedy, but as a woman, I am usually the only woman on panel, and I don't want it to be a subject. I mean, if you personally went, like, as a female comic, have you experienced, then we're going to make it a subject, but right now, I was just a comic, and he took me out of that. Now, I'm a fucking woman. I just had a speech about how I look attractive. I mean, I don't want to hear that. It's not, I've been working for 13 years.
It was one joke, and you made more of a big deal than what the joke was. They had moved on from
because
me.
I was pissed off about it, and I'm allowed to be pissed off.
I got a sense of what I say.
I'm allowed to be sensitive about something that it's a topic, dude.
Yeah,
made it a topic.
I didn't make it a topic. I just said one stupid joke. I say a bunch of stupid jokes.
It doesn't matter.
All day,
everybody then
every
just
day.
Said that now my tits are a subject. They're
you
like,
made
I did
it
notice.
A subject.
Go
you
fuck
made
yourself.
A subject.
Go fuck yourself.
Dave, your balls look great in those jeans.
Thanks,
dude,
man.
I've been wearing them like half out this whole time, and no one said shit.
God, like
and
seriously,
just,
really, really.
And you know what?
Nice that someone recognizes.
I'm offended at that comment because Dave is a fucking great comic. First off, all right, and he should be proud. You should be proud of your fucking where you've come to, and not just be looking at his balls, fuck face.
Like, but you know what's going to happen is you're going to get a whole bunch of comments that are going to be like, let's hang on one second. She should shut her face, and she should be grateful that people are even looking
hang
at her.
Hang on one second.
Day. She's going to be an old bitch. She talks too much. I've been on podcasts. I've been on YouTube.
Let's hang on. Let's find out if you're stereotypically right. I have no idea what this says. From the top down, read the chat room and read the next five things. And don't fucking disobey me like you always do when you go, that was not funny. Okay. Just read from the top down, Deepu, please.
Fuck the OTV says, her platform for being offended is nonsense, period.
Okay. See?
Go ahead, wait.
Her what for being
that's
offended?
One.
That's one where,
okay, wait.
Where I'm
ridiculous. We got one. You got one. Go ahead. What's number two? Number two.
Clue 426 says, I can see her titty meat.
Two.
Okay,
that's another.
Two. Okay,
now
you're two.
It's a subject.
Now, number three. Number three.
Titty meat as well. Yeah,
so, I'll give you titty meat.
That's also about the titty.
I got so it. What's number three?
I'm just looking for more stuff that's relevant to her.
To be fair, you said comments about your titties. Did you include titty meat in that? Or was that not?
Go ahead. Right. Go ahead.
We'll make that neutral. She didn't get that one.
19 James C says, remember last week when Will said Dina has a nice ass? Dina didn't care at all. So,
oh,
you know, everyone's got to
do for Dina.
Yeah.
That's four. That's three.
I'm not going to cheat.
Mookie Phillips says, that titty choke crossed the line. How dare you talk about anatomy?
I don't know how to interpret
that. That's actually four. Put four.
Yeah,
that's sarcasm. He's being a douche. Four. You got four. What a douche. We were all like, wait a minute. Is that one? Go ahead. What's the next one?
He was the white knight. Coming in.
Go ahead.
Dimebag Me Too says.
Go ahead, read it. What is it?
It's kind of mean, but I'll just read it anyway.
Dimebag Me Too. That's my pot. I didn't tell you what
it is. It's going to be something about me shutting my mouth, no?
Yeah.
What is it? What is
it? Yes, it's five.
What is it?
Because I can't speak up for myself.
I don't like it either. I'm just reading
just
the chat.
Read it.
I would love to hear it.
Dimebag 666 says, and that's why most females don't make it in comedy. One joke and they shit their pants.
But that's not what it is. You have to understand. It doesn't matter. But this is what I have to deal with. And I'm saying that before this happened, we didn't even talk about
you were just
being
a fucking
woman.
Yapping woman.
I was annoying. No, I was annoying because I talked too much.
No, you're not annoying. I'm kidding. I'm kidding about that.
Fine.
You know that.
But I'm allowed.
You're allowed to be you.
I'm allowed to, but nobody this because they don't have a platform other than this fucking thing.
Right.
They're going to rip me apart just like YouTube does, just like Reddit does. Yeah. And I'm just a girl that talks too
much. Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Can I say something? Like the girl last week just kind of went with it and nobody said anything. You are taking your stance, which is fine, right? Here, seriously, it is. But you, with that stance, you're going to get people. You're going to
consequences.
But your consequences. But you're also going to get a lot of people who listen to this would actually go, you know what? She's fucking right, and I agree with her. You're going to get both, which I think in the business, having both, having people not like you, as even in comedy, when people walk out, I think you're doing something right because not everybody fucking likes what you're saying. If you're up there and everybody's like, this guy's fucking great.
And the other thing is that there's women that there's women that want those compliments, and I get that. I'm just saying that. Will's my friend, and I've known Will a long time. And this discussion, I mean, I'm friends I'm friends with a lot of shitty people. This is comedy, but I'm saying that it upsets me because this wasn't. I had walked into the room and we were talking about exercise, he'd be like, "Liz, you look really great."
You know
today.
What? Let's do this. I agree with you, and you know what? Whatever. Well, let's move on. Okay?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
All right. The next topic now. I want to talk about is vaginas. And yoga pants. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break real quick. We're going to fucking switch gears when we come back. We're going to talk about some political stuff.
Oh, no.
Why? Because you're a political guy.
The lady that talked about Obama's kids?
I do want to talk about that. There's a few other things I want to talk about.
She got a sex tape out. You heard about that?
I'm going to go to break now, Will. Fuck. We're going to take 2 seconds off. You guys in the chat room, please hang around for around 6 minutes.
Yep.
And we'll be right back after these commercial messages. All right, check it out. Make sure you go to robertkellylive.com/gifts and check out that page. Go to riotcast.com and check out the YKWD Holiday Kids Gift Drive that we're doing this year. Please get a gift for a kid. Just go to that page. All the information's there. Buy a gift. Send it to the address we give you, and we are going to distribute these gifts to kids in New York City, in foster homes, in group homes, in Massachusetts. Actually, one of the places I worked and was in when I was a kid. kid. So please go to riotcast.com and click on the link for the YKWD holiday gift drive and get a kid a gift this year. You guys who already did, thank you so much. You're the best. Check it out. There's anything worse than a maximum security plastic razor fortress in the shave aisle at the store? They make you stand there like a convict waiting for the guard to come to unlock the razor prison. It's like you're a criminal just because you need a pack of blades. If you try to open it, the razors, the security guy will probably pop out and taser you, for God's sakes. Never mind cutting your fingers up trying to get in there. Do the smarter way. Get your razors from DollarShaveClub.com. For just a couple bucks, DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors right to your doorstep. Their blades are fantastic. And since they arrive like clockwork, you can shave with a fresh blade every week. Nothing feels better than that. And if you need a great gift for the holidays, give them the club. DollarShaveClub.com has gift cards and in any amount, which can be used for everything they sell, from their amazing razors to their other great products like Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter. A gift card from Dollar Shave Club can truly is the gift that keeps on shaving. Over a million people get razors from DollarShaveClub.com. I should know because I'm one of them. I really am. I do get these razors sent to my house and I love them. So try DollarShaveClub.com and go to this right here. This is going to help you out. DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly today. Okay? DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly to get your deal. Millionaires are being made all season long at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy football means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. Got a player who's hurt? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with that same player. Pick your team in minutes, and you could be on your way to winning huge cash. One listener turned $10 into $5,000. Another listener turned $2 into $10,000. And a new millionaire has been crowned nearly every week this season at DraftKings.com. You could be next. Head to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Kelly, that's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to play for free in the $10 million fantasy football world championship. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And we're back right now. All right, check it out. No bumper, no teaser. We gotta fucking go. I have to fly out of here right after this. I gotta like bail.
Where are you going?
I have to go home and get my ass waxed.
Do it at home?
My wife was an esthetician. Oh, okay. Which
what's an esthetician?
I was gonna tell you. You should be like at one of those dolls you push the foot on in Walgreens. It just asks questions. What is an esthetician? All right. Is it here? Okay, I have the bomb bandana. That was actually a long story bomb.
I've not been flying this week.
Yeah. Who, me?
No, well, yeah. And the bandana.
Wow. Can I give you this?
Yeah, please. No, thanks.
Wow. Yeah. Sensei, hey, you wanted to fly, you fucking dumb dumb? Take that.
Thank you. You made a point and changed it all in the same thing. That was pretty cool.
Such emotional growth.
She waxes. She waxes.
You said esthetician?
No, I said esthetician.
Esthetician?
Yeah, esthetician.
And what's the definition?
She does facials, not that kind. See your fucking fucking shitty eyebrows going up. You're going to offend me in a second. You already offended our lovely guest. Now you're going to fucking offend my wife.
By the way, she gives facials, so it wouldn't even be that offensive. It's not like...
Yeah, that means she has a fucking huge cock.
My wife's out there giving facials.
She just fucking squirts on dudes' faces. No, she pops zits and stuff like that and waxes. She worked at many famous salons in New York City, Avalon, Avon,
Mario
Maximus, Soho
I like how you
Sanctuary.
Looked at me like I could afford those places.
Well,
and she's waxing your ass.
What is the title of your wife's job?
She was an esthetician.
That's, I feel like there's no way she would want it described as she pops pimples and waxes. I just feel like there's no way that would be what she says.
Worst resume
but it's
ever.
Like, it's basically a woman that works at like a spa, and she worked at high-end spas.
High-end spas, but some people, massage therapists, which she wasn't. Yeah. I remember one night we were trying to get dirty, and she was, because I was going to therapy, and it was like, look, I was telling her, look, I'm going to come your way a little bit and be a little more gentle and softer and a little more in touch with, you know, the intimacy, you know, and keep my eyes open when I fuck you, basically, and look at you and not think of...
Sounds,
you know,
horrible.
That's beautiful.
But then I said, look, I want you to be a little more dirty, too. She was like, well, whatever, let's try something. I was like, okay, let's do role play. She was like, well, I can't act. And I'm like, well, you just be you. And, you know, I kind of talked it through it. And I'm like, okay. She's like, what do you want to be? I'm like, a massage therapist. She goes, absolutely not. I go, why? Because I work at a salon. I go, yeah, but you're an esthetician. If I said I want you to wax me or...
Well, I just feel like you should be like, well, look, if you're a bad actor, you can't really choose your roles. You kind of just take
whatever... Yeah, but her thing was that it was in the same ballpark, which it's fucking not. Like, she has friends that...
She's like, don't put me back at work while we're having sex.
Okay, I get that.
All right, maybe that makes sense.
Maybe she hates all the masseuses.
If I'm a nurse, I don't want to play a nurse in your dirty fantasy.
I worked at a bagel store once.
Why, you have the outfit.
Got gross. Like, I just said the smell of bagels was gross because I worked at a store for
something. I just like the way you said bagels.
I can relate to that.
So yeah, maybe. Do you not eat bagels anymore?
No, I mean, I went back, but like for
you had to take a break.
While,
you had to take like a bagel break.
Like, so while
stopped,
I was there,
so you stopped eating bagels.
She stopped fucking bagels.
No, but just like while I was working there, I wasn't eating bagels anymore.
He
like,
just asked that question.
There.
Get off your phone, you fucking asshole!
I'm off my phone.
What?
I was preparing for the next topic.
What's the next topic?
That lady who attacked Obama's kids.
She didn't really attack him.
I feel like she was defending herself from the girls.
Nobody ever attacked all the president's kids. Nah. And now we get a black president.
What are you talking about?
And they want to attack the black kids.
She didn't. I don't think she attacked them.
Do you know she got arrested when she was 17 for shoplifting?
So what? I did too when I was
15. But she's taught my class and she ain't got no class or ass.
Who are we talking about right now?
Well, explain what happened. There's a lot of people that don't know what the fuck you're talking because they don't.
Fucking, you know,
yeah, they don't do their fucking Facebook feed like you do.
It's pretty much a non-issue, but it's some staffer.
Yes.
By the way, that's what
she got fired.
About. Yeah, she got fired. Yeah. She got fired. She should have.
It was a design.
Yeah, that's what this is. It's a fucking staffer.
Stop 1 second. Explain what it is, Dave. You do it so we can get through it.
It's okay.
Political correspondent. Yeah, well, for the, like, I mean, AWD fucking,
you read it from Will's phone.
He has it up. Elizabeth Lawton, the GOP staffer. I don't know. She worked for some like Republican Congress person. I don't know.
Read it, Dave.
She said some shit about the fucking kid. Where is it?
Now you're really political. Said some shit about the fucking kid.
She said something about how when Obama was whatever. He was pardoning the turkey or whatever, and so the girls were there. They were like kind of rolling their eyes and being teenagers.
And they were dressed.
And she was, and they were dressed kind of casual. And she was like, "Oh, have some respect or whatever," and kind of went after him. Which is kind of over the line. You don't really go after the kids, but don't make it this like it's not a black white thing. It's a Democrat Republican thing. By the way, black comics say this all the time to me, and it's like they'll come up with shit like I heard one of mutual friend of ours said he goes he's like, you know, when if they shut that government down, they would never do that to a white president. And I was like, well, they did it twice to Clinton. Right. So they probably would. Like things have been said about Chelsea. Things were said about the Bush girls.
Oh, yeah, the Bush
girls. Things have said about
the Bush
all these girls.
Were,
can I stop?
When they were
can I stop for 1 second? Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, was attacked her whole fucking life for her face. Okay, the way she looked
by politicians or regular.
So it's
people?
Not. It's not a by regular people. Yeah, by the new. Different. By the news media. By
media,
regular
people.
So it's not a black white thing. This lady.
It's a position of power. People like to abuse.
This lady saw these two kids, and they were on camera, and they were making faces, and she made some cunty old lady fucking statement. It wasn't a fucking black white thing. It was some cunty fucking old lady, some middle aged broad. Who wants the president's kids or whatever to be dressed up in dresses?
That's
like
what it is. It's a conservative thing. Is what it is.
Exactly.
She was
these conservatives.
For something to attack.
Let me tell you something. This is how their mind works. Okay, they are very, very offended by stuff like that. And this is going back, you know, when Obama's flag pin isn't big enough or he's got his jacket off. This weirdly in the minds of conservatives, they like a more traditional, serious America. And I don't agree with that, but it's not real.
Yeah,
forget the black and white thing. Take that out. The fact that she attacked these kids and she's now wholesome herself.
Sure. And she got fired.
She's fired for it.
Nobody's what do you perfect want? What do you and want? They speak about other people.
Like, what more could you want? She's fired at Christmas. But she got fired, dude. But you don't resign from that. Someone said you need to resign or you're getting fired. She resigned.
She saved face
so you can get another job. But here's the deal. It's Christmas time. This dum-dum went and fucking blogged or whatever the fuck she did. Opened her mouth like she shouldn't. She should only be... That's why the fucking internet sucks. Not everybody should tell people what they fucking think because there's a lot of cunts out there that just fucking suck as people.
But it's so weird just like what... Like to me, it's like the selective outrage. Like what ends up being picked up? So we care about what the staffer said all the time. By the way, all these feminist articles that they write about outrage things, do you guys remember... Like, because probably no one remembers this. Hillary Clinton, there's a tape of her laughing about getting a child rapist off. There's a tape of her laughing about getting a child rapist off. It's way worse than any of that nonsense.
Way too deep.
Most people didn't care about her getting... Most people didn't care about her quitting or getting fired. They were just saying their opinion, like she said her opinion.
I love that. Hang on one second.
Hold on. I'm not done yet with my monologue.
Alpha mailing you.
that fucking pointy finger.
When Michael Richards or any one of these...
Chakra.
Michael Richards, any one of these dudes that come out on their racist thing, I don't want them to get fired. It's like, why can't they keep their job? It's their opinion. That's what...
Do you know what bugged me? This is what bugged me more about... I don't care what she said. That's fine. You said what you said. You put it out there. What bothered me is her fucking retraction. Yeah. Her fucking, you know, quivering. Just fucking... I shouldn't have done it. She was like, I made... Then she brought religion into it. Her apology...
Because you know it's fake. That's what sucks.
Well, it might not be fake. Look, dude, I've done shit. I've said shit. Will did it here tonight. You said shit about her, and I guarantee you feel bad about it because you're friends with her.
I feel bad.
Right. So, you know, everybody does something. That's that thing where they say you shouldn't apologize. Sometimes you should because you've done...
But not forcefully.
It's the fake apology
Not because your job is online.
Guys, don't talk over each other.
When your job is online. When your job is online, and then that means it's fake apology.
Yeah, she went from so this way to this way, and she brought religion into it, and it's like, you know, I just want to be a better creator or some shit like that. It's like, you know what? Fuck you.
She just wants to get another job. Well, that's she's saving face to get another job. If she got fired, she could not get another job.
That's a big part of what sucks about like political correctness is that instead of almost like learning more about that person's position, like I'd much rather hear more of these people justify, like tell me why you believe that first comment rather than just like apologizing for it. Because I'm with you, Bobby. Yes, we all say things we regret. Yeah. And if you are actually sorry, there's nothing wrong with apologizing. But it's like these people when you're like, I'd almost rather, and that's what's so interesting if you look back in news like before political correctness, back in like the 50s and 60s, you can get interviews with racists where they'll just tell you why they're racist.
Right.
You don't get that anymore. Now it's everyone like, oh no, well, that's I'm like, not a racist. Yeah. But like,
but you know, when you hide stuff, you don't learn. I completely agree. Like I have jokes. They're not rape jokes, but they mention rape. And basically it comes from a place of fear. And that's why I talk about it. And this old woman came up to me after a show. She goes, I thought you were funny. I just want to say you should never talk about rape. And I go, why would you tell me not to talk about something by telling me that you silence me? And now this thing I think about every day is now no longer a topic.
Well, also, why is rape, and this is kind of a lot of like feminists believe this, but why does this, is this the only magical horrible topic we can't talk about? It's like make jokes about war.
You can
make
Wait a minute, that's not it. You can't make jokes about rape or titties.
No, but that's not even titty meat. Don't talk about titties. But what I'm saying is, like, let's put it this way: if we were talking about it, and then he brought up,
no, don't. I'm kidding. Please move on from that. I'm not. I don't want to.
When callbacks go wrong.
But what I'm saying is that when you do silence racist people or anybody that's saying fucked up stuff, you don't figure out how they got there, and you don't learn. And it's like you should be able to talk about anything, and people are allowed to have their opinions, but it's like then you should know that people might not agree with them.
But if your opinion's you don't want to silence anyone. If your opinion's right, you should welcome that opinion, and it will expose itself.
Also, that's why people like Imus or any one of these guys is like firing them or attacking them is not the. It's like first of all, find out why they think like this, and then that's their point of view. They had the right to think like it. They had the right to think black people. They had the right to think women like
it
this.
It makes you. It makes you seriously though. It does make you stop for a second and give pause. You know what I mean? Because a lot of this stuff, I'm not saying it's right, and I don't want to see people get fired. And, you know, I believe you should say what you want. But it does make people like me, who has a podcast, who does comedy, who is out there and saying shit all the time, it makes me stop and go, wait a minute, I need to really believe in what the fuck I'm saying. Yeah. Even in funny, I need to make sure that I'm trying to be funny. I'm not just being an idiot.
Absolutely.
Or
especially now you're getting more stuff with the TV stuff like that.
You yeah, go,
like,
because all of a sudden, I've done shit in the past that I regret. I've said stuff that I wish I didn't say.
Such
in the name of funny, I hate Will. Why are we helping Haiti? You know what I mean? Why don't we help Puerto Rico? It's closer. No. You know what I'm saying? I've said stuff, I've done stuff in the past as a young comedian where it's like, oh shit, you know what I mean? I took it too far. I didn't. That was my thing back in the day. I took it too far, Bob. I remember, you know, Patrice said one time, he was like, ah, you fat motherfucker. I was like, yeah, I hope you die of diabetes. And he was like, what the fuck, Bobby? You know, you take it too far.
And it happened.
No, that's not why he died.
No.
He didn't fucking die of diabetes. He
stroke.
Had a stroke.
But what I'm saying is, like, this is a problem not even just with
Jesus, what the fuck, you creepy.
Now you take it too far.
Yeah, but he's like a creepy. You know, he's like a creepy goth girl. And now it happened.
I'm fucking freezing over here. I can't even. I'm pretty cold. Yeah.
Are you cold?
Yeah.
It's cold as shit.
I mean, right. I'm also starving, and I think my body's shutting down, so.
If you pass out, I'll be so, I would help you, absolutely, but I would not stop the podcast. I'd have other.
I'm very much support,
like, I'll make sure Will doesn't
working.
Do nothing to you while you're passed out, but I'm not going to.
At least not
Let
your titties.
Let me just give my point so we can move on. What I am saying, though.
Wait a minute.
She's female alpha male in you.
Alpha lady? I don't know. No, I got nothing. But
Queen bee.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you do have.
Okay. Okay.
Balls?
No.
What I am saying is that why can't President Obama have a conversation with this woman and go, hey, I don't know why you pinpointed my daughter.
You can't. You can't.
But people
this
even
twat,
do that in regular life. Like, let's say I say something offensive to you. Are you just not
like
going to have me on the podcast?
Obama shouldn't have a conversation with her because this is a fucking staffer that we're talking about.
Can I say something?
On the level of Obama.
He doesn't even give a fuck about her. Yeah. He doesn't care. What happened was, okay?
He gets worse than that.
Then if he doesn't give a shit, it should be a non-topic.
No.
She doesn't get fired.
Stop.
Fuck you guys talk a lot. I love it, but you two fucking...
I'm holding back.
No, please. No, go. But just hang on one second. What I'm saying... Her boss fired her.
Yeah.
Not Obama.
Yeah.
There's someone above her that said, you fucking... Are you nuts? You don't fucking make fun of my bosses or my boss. There's a boss above him and someone... And then Obama. Obama had nothing to do with this. He doesn't give a fuck about this fucking fat bitch on Facebook. Her boss was like, you fucking out of your mind. You're going to get me in trouble. Yeah. You're fucking representing this.
Her That's boss isn't right. trying to do this shit. Yeah. Her boss is out there trying to be like, are you kidding me? I'm just meeting with my fucking donors right now to see if I can get them kickbacks, and you're getting me in the fucking news over the Obama girl?
Yeah.
That's a fucking one thing you don't go
That's
after.
That's why she got
fired.
Yeah.
And that's good. And that is appropriate because, look, at the end of the day,
Bobby
talking
wasn't
shit
finished,
about
man.
Kids
No, no, no.
Right?
Dave, please
I thought
go.
You were. I thought you
I
were.
I was finished. Yeah, I was finished.
See, I picked up on the timing.
And the Obamas won't shop at Old Navy anymore.
I love hearing Dave. I think I love Dave. He's very political and he knows his shit.
I don't know. He's been
political correspondent.
Phone before.
Dave had to read off my phone. He's being political. Tell us another political topic.
I'll tell you.
Political Dave.
Because honestly, dude.
Go ahead, political Dave.
I don't necessarily know these fucking meaningless topics that everyone's Facebooking about better than anyone else. Like, that's honestly, that's just not
So give us a political topic, Dave.
Tell us, Dave. This is your segment
political
right now.
Dave.
You're going to bring up. Shut up. Let me finish. I'm setting you up, you fucking non-radio asshole. I know you used to doing
radio.
I know. Fucking Legion of Skanks. You fucking potheads just yammer over each other.
No, I'm sorry, Bobby. I do a lot of podcasts. You're the only one that has 80 people on it. So it's good.
Yeah, because it's popular, okay?
It also has more than 80 listeners.
Yeah,
so
exactly. You fucking 1,500 fucking assholes in a basement. Listen, Legion of Skanks. It's not a legion. It's more like a gang.
Having our best month we've had. Literally the best month we've had in the history of the show.
Really? That's great. Okay, how many listeners?
Far,
how many?
By far.
How many?
I don't want me to give them out. I'm telling you, we're in the same amount of figures
as Joe Rogan.
As I think, like, big podcast. As I think yours, but lower, obviously a much lower number.
Really?
Same amount of figures.
Careful
I believe.
Where you walk, Dave.
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
I might be wrong.
A much lower number, but the same amount? How does that work?
No, figures. I'm saying like six feet, but not.
Can you set him up already for crying out loud?
I just wanted him to fucking spiral out of control with his fucking. Dude, we're having the bad. Fucking not the same, but the bad.
All right,
listen, no, I'm fucking. Of course. That's great, dude. I'm very. I love your actually podcast. It's a great show.
Backtrack.
No, it was an awesome show. I do. I love Legion of Skanks. If it wasn't for me, they wouldn't exist. But listen.
That's probably.
Listen. I want you to take this over right now. You're a political guy. We're bringing up little menial political topics that you can't even be bothered with.
So the really, really important thing that no one's talking about?
You bring it up. This is your moment right now.
Really, really important thing that happened this week. It's not like Ferguson or Cosby or this staffer. Obama passed an executive order that is going to extend the deadline from the Afghanistan war ending. So he's been promising 2015 is when it's going to end.
Right.
It's the longest war in American history. He just said he's extending it indefinitely. Pretty much no one's talking about it. So I don't know. I mean, it's not that funny of a topic.
It's not even interesting. But listen.
But that's the most important thing that's going on.
There's your shot. Listen.
That's what I took it.
Swing and a miss.
Wow.
So, hold on. You're saying that's good or bad?
It's
bad.
It's bad because he actually. What,
really?
Wasn't that his political platform?
I even knew it was bad.
I know it's bad, but
stop.
His political platform.
He didn't say why it's bad. This is a bad backup.
But you should know that his political platform.
Hang on, everybody.
I'm saying
the great Colin Quinn is calling.
Oh wow!
Hang on one second, Colin. Awesome. We're doing the YKWD live, and Dave Smith has just brought up a very hot topic.
Oh,
yeah. The topic was that Obama. What was it again, Dave?
The war in Afghanistan.
Yeah, he said that he's extending the war in Afghanistan indefinitely.
Oh.
And then nobody's talking about it.
Is he in the bathroom?
And he is.
No.
He is fucking besides himself because nobody's talking about it. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? There's only one thing people will talk about less than that.
What?
Dave Smith.
Oh. Yeah, shit.
Sorry, Dave. It was a cheap love.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I love that.
Look how Colin is loving it.
At least he knows your name.
Yeah.
He knows your name, right?
That's actually the most. That's the most I've ever been talked about.
Do you know Colin? Do you know Colin?
No.
You never met him? No, okay.
Does he know Will? Does he know Will Silvince?
Do you know Will Silvince?
Yes.
He's not excited about it.
That's
though.
It? That's all you have?
That's how I prove I know him.
That's it and then nothing more.
Yeah. If you didn't know him, you'd be like, Will Silvince, yeah, I know that guy. He's a great guy. But I go, yes.
All right, buddy. What's up? You just calling to say hi?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you lonely? What you taking a dump? What's wrong with you?
Who the fuck is that?
Who do you think it is? He was mumbling. Yes.
He's like the white me, the way he mumbles.
Give him the hanky sheaf.
He said you should have the bomb bandana for that one.
I'm looking at a picture of Dave Smith right now. He looks like Hamid Karzai's son. No wonder
he's. Here's the deal. Most of the people in this room are laughing and they don't know who that is. But we still get it. It's some type of fucking dirty Arab or some type of Israeli kid. Right?
He's the Afghani, what do you call him?
There you go.
All right.
Do you know who Chris Scopo is?
Sure I do.
You do? What do you think of him?
I've never seen him do comedy. I don't know. I just know him as, you're basically your valet.
My what?
Aww.
Your valet, Bobby. Your valet.
Well, that's just a shit thing. He's right here.
I know.
You just call him a valet. Do you know Deepu?
What?
Deepu.
Oh, God.
Deepu. Do you know Deepu?
Deepu. Who's that? One of the... That sounds like the guy... Is that the guy that yelled, burn this bitch down in Ferguson?
I love you killing on the show. This is a great. You're just improvising. You're making it up.
I'm on fire. No, who's Tifu? Is that like a? It sounds like a Bloods leader. That's why I said that.
A Blood
sounds
leader.
Like a nickname. It sounds like a nickname of a leader of the Bloods in the Midwest. Where they're still using nickname, probably in the East Coast, they're like, "Yeah, we don't do that anymore. No more nicknames. You know, we're the Bloods, but we're like New York, Cosmopolitan. We use our real names or something. But with Midwest, they still go for Tifu."
This is going nowhere.
Keep on.
Will said this is going nowhere.
Yeah, I think he was right, but he didn't help matters anybody.
All right, buddy, I'll talk to you later. I'm getting my
ass. See you guys later.
Have you ever had your ass waxed?
No.
Do you have
hair? You guys are talking about?
Do you have hair on your ass?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of a pink kind of a color to it. I'm sure there's some, but you know.
Ugh, pink. Why is your ass pink?
I'm saying it gets, you know, it gets like pink, you know, my skin turns pink when you know.
No, what? What?
Well, I mean, it's white, but it's like, now it's like pasty, but, you know, it'll turn pink whenever I'm, like, working out or anything, you know.
What the
Who's
fuck?
Who's looking at your ass crack?
Why are you looking at your ass while you're working out?
No, I'm just saying, I've never looked at my ass, but it's just got a funny feeling because the rest of my body will turn pink sometimes, you know.
It's a
no,
funny.
I would say, no, I'm not pink.
Are you talking about like intuition? What the fuck?
No, but I'm like pasty, you know.
All right. Well, I have hair on my ass that I've gotten over.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to have my wife is going to wax it tonight.
She's the esthetician.
Oh, come on. You got to do that on the show, man.
I'm going to wax on the show. There's a fucking young woman here. There's
imagine
a young good-looking gay guy here. I'm not doing that. I'm talking about her.
Who's the young gay guy?
Huh?
Who's the young gay guy?
Oh, look at you. You're trying to get a date. You get all whipped up when I say that. You're about to hang up. Who's the young gay guy?
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, bye. I love you, buddy.
Did you get your whole ass whacked or just like the crack part?
I'm getting my
that's the balls.
I'm getting no. I'm
that's
gonna.
Not an
this
ass.
Is the per. This is when I know that my wife is not going anywhere, because she's gonna have to open up my ass and pour wax into it, and then she's gonna have to.
Wait, why is this happening?
Because tomorrow for the show, I have to do something. I have to show my ass for something, and I don't. If it's gonna be on like TV.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Why you do it the day before?
Yeah, that's what I
when it's all red and bloody.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't do it like a couple days before.
Why? I don't understand.
Because it's going to be all red and bloody.
It's not going to be all red and bloody, but it is going to be, like, I'm sure over a day, but it's going to be kind of like.
They're not showing my inner asshole. I just.
No, I get that. But are you like mooning somebody?
I'm pulling my pants down and there's something on my butt.
Showing his ass.
Yeah, I'm showing my ass.
Okay.
Why is a shaved ass the best ass? That's what I don't know.
Should I shave
your ass?
No.
That's like a manly ass. Men have hair on their ass.
Why don't you nair your ass?
No, why don't you not shave your ass?
I think a hairy ass would be funnier.
I don't think
there's enough.
Look like your ass.
There's not enough hair on my ass to look manly. It kind of looks sick.
That's what.
You know what I mean?
Funny.
Like there's not enough
looking ass.
I don't want my ass is awful enough. Never mind.
Shaving is ingrown hairs. I think waxing or nairing are the way to go.
I'm gonna wax because I don't want to get ingrown hairs.
He already got wax in his head. He's not gonna take that out. You're going to stop him from getting his ass waxed. He's
trying
on a
to stop Bobby from getting that ass waxed.
He's on a mission. He's going to get his ass waxed.
Well, that's
no, because
I think really
about
nice
this.
Are you trying out for the A-team?
A pitiful ass is waxed.
I pit it off right, exactly. What's the chat room saying?
Jack Wade says, Deepu's probably got a hairy ass.
Yeah. I bet his. You have a hairy ass. You do.
It's less than you would think.
Do you respond to all these like, or this is how we respond?
I'm talking to them on the side a little bit too.
Yeah,
you'd
be like, well, thank you for inquiring.
Yeah,
it is,
exactly.
But
what
it's
else?
Like, lovely.
What's
what
the
else?
Next one say?
Mookie Phillips says Deepu is amazing. He's multitasking like one of his six armed gods.
Okay, ooh,
that's like, an Indian joke.
Shout out to Vishnu right there.
Yeah. Vishnu, is that her name?
I think so.
All right, go ahead.
Before when. Bobby was bashing the internet for, you know, justified reasons. Fuck Yo TV said, I'm so sick of these idiots bashing the internet. Everyone having a voice is better than an elite few.
No, I agree with that. I agree that everybody has a voice, but I'm saying that not everybody should be heard.
Yeah.
I don't think
I don't
this,
agree with that.
I don't think this lady Why the fuck?
Why not? Why can't she be heard? It's her opinion.
Well, here she goes.
She had consequences.
Here's her opinion.
Be heard.
Here's her fucking opinion, and then you got to deal with getting fired, you fucking idiot, because you don't know.
You don't have a fan base.
You don't.
She has
hang
to
on.
Deal with that.
You aren't a professional fucking.
Speaker,
or you're not a professional. Exactly, you're not on the internet all the time. You did something that got major exposure. Okay, we all kind of learn how to deal with major exposure and learn how to fucking, hey, I gotta be careful with what I say here, make sure I really want to stand by this, because what could happen to this, I'm gonna have to deal with the consequences of it. This lady was just like, hey, whatever, fucking, here's what I think, and it got picked up by somebody, which happens all the fucking time. Okay, you don't know who's gonna see what you write, and then you're fucking done. Now you're fired. Like there was that girl Kim Costas in Boston, who I know, hilarious girl, did this rant on fucking college kids coming home on Vine into Boston, into the hometown. And she just basically said, go fuck yourself. Don't do this. Nobody gives a fuck about it. It was this beautiful Boston rant. It was hilarious. And it just made her famous. Radio station picked up on another one, news, and it went nuts. And she got thousands and thousands of people knew who she was overnight. You know what I mean?
So that's a good.
How do you rant online? It's 6 seconds.
It's a good thing, but it's also she got a lot of fucking weird shit too. You know what I mean? Of people, you know, fucking saying, look, I have this guy telling me to go fuck myself on my show because I have social media. Do you understand? Yeah. So I'm willing to deal with this and talk to this guy and go back and forth with someone like this. You know what I mean? This regular person, she went to Jesus because she got so fucking slammed that it made her go back to God. You know what I'm saying? I believe it fucked her up. She wasn't ready for it. So not everybody, I think, has the responsibility or the actual, what's the word I'm looking for, Dave?
I don't know, but
political correctness.
Could somebody like jump in any earlier on these? I mean, literally.
You're mad at me for jumping into political.
No,
ain't jumping in. All he knows is about the war.
I mean, I've talked way too much on my own show this time.
You yell at people when they talk too much.
No, you not people.
Maybe.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't think.
Dave was included in that like 5 minutes ago. How did we lose this?
I put him in just because I didn't want you to feel. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Never mind.
Is he?
I don't think we were ever just like in broadly just shitting on the internet. I mean, we're doing an internet radio show.
Yeah, of
like
course.
Obviously, like we're all on board with the
internet. I love the internet.
It's
absolutely.
Like it's just a matter of like, it gives a lot of people voices, and some of those voices say stupid shit.
But I think you weed yourself out. So like, have you ever had somebody say something shitty to you, and then you go look at their followers, and there's three of them, and you go, oh, okay, this doesn't matter. Even though it hurt your feelings, you're like, oh, nobody pays attention.
That's
to this
so
idiot.
Fucking sad that what you just said. You went and hunted them down and researched them.
Just make a click.
What if they had no endorsements on LinkedIn?
That's a new word.
We were talking about it during the break. I told you I don't do Reddit because they're mean. And this one guy said the meanest thing to me, and I was about to like go back.
What were you saying?
Look,
titty meat?
No, it's probably some Will. But I look at it, and his name was lots and lots of cum, and I was like, I'm not gonna respond to this dumbass.
But what was the
it's
comment?
It's not worth it.
What a great name, though.
What?
What a fucking guy to go. What's my name? Lots and lots of cum. Oh, what a I want to. What a fucking funny, funny guy to literally go, my name is going to be not lots of cum, lots and lots of cum.
I'm thinking lots of cum was taken and he wanted to take it to a new level.
But it does kind of give you more of like a visual than just lots of cum. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm picturing like lots and lots.
I think it's like a problem. That's probably why he's alone. Like these women are like, I can't handle all this cum.
I'm picturing like fucking Krispy Kreme loads of just donut covering lots and lots of cum.
But what I'm saying is that
she's back.
They lose their power.
Why Jonathan had not said nothing on this entire show? Is he here for the next show?
I said a lot of stuff.
Is he here for next week?
About?
He said things.
Jonathan, you've said stuff. I think, but this show, look at man, I try to put these shows together, and every week it's a different vibe, which I love. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this show is, I love this show. This was great. What else did they say?
But thank you for caring and wanting me to talk more, Will. I appreciate it.
Aw. He just needs somebody on his side.
Finally, someone's on my side.
What do you got, Deepu?
Someone's rooting for me.
Deepu.
Mookie Phillips says, Reddit is representative of how the world is.
Really?
I kind of agree. You know, the aggregate of it is kind of, it ends up being kind of spot on. I know, like, the mean comments, not usually, but otherwise.
But look, I understand what you're saying, too. Of course I've done what you've done. You go and you're like, oh, this guy has fucking two people. But, I mean, there's certain mean stuff that I leave up there.
I feel like I get it the opposite. It down. Like, I get it the opposite way where someone will just be like, someone will be like, hey, man, that was really great. Like, I really love what you do. And you're like, oh, awesome. And then you click on them and they have three followers. Yeah. Like, fuck. That was meaningless.
Why?
Someone
no one liked. Why does that take it away? They still liked you. Took the time
Write. Well, because the way Twitter works is when someone retweets your shit,
Jonathan is talking for us.
Let fucking Jonathan say something. Go, John.
No, but it's just nice that they took the time to like tweet you or write you. Who cares how many followers there are? And like, why are you guys doing research on the fucking people that are like talking to you?
Because we're lonely, Jonathan.
I'm doing research on the ones who like me. Like, those are the ones I'm pursuing.
I'm sorry, I only get attacked. But what I'm saying.
Well, maybe if you fucking let a titty joke slide, you wouldn't get attacked.
No, no.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That was a fucking passive aggressive titty joke.
Thank you. Anyway, I actually did research because you have to learn how to handle this stuff because it's never going away.
Never.
And I don't take them down. I don't respond to them because that's just going to be a whole feed of fuck
but
yourself.
Your life how you is take so them much down? Better than theirs.
What do you mean,
if they're
take them
posting
down?
Negative shit, their life's. Oh,
that's not true. I've had some really fucking rich dudes say some mean shit to me.
But like,
I go and I see they have a lot of followers and they have a boat and it's like fuck
yeah. Chris is giving you some childhood like, but mean people always get what's coming to them. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
A lot of them are just fucking. Killing
I have a lot of
ruling the world right now. Donald Trump is like the richest guy ever.
I'm pretty convinced some of my famous friends have muted me on Twitter. Like people who come to my house have hit the mute button on me because they can't stand my shitty tweets. Listen,
they're not publicly saying shit about you.
No, I'm saying. Look, man,
it's a part of life.
It's a part of our life now.
It's a part of everybody's life because now you have inter-office shit and you have somebody that's.
It's a part of everybody's life now.
Talking about social media?
Look, we're trying to learn how to. Shut the fuck up. I'm kidding. I said that in the nicest way. God. You remind me of this girl I used to date.
It didn't work out?
No. No, I would love to. I would literally get a shirt that says "Shut the fuck up," though, and I would point to it when you start.
Oh, that's we would have like an inside joke. I'm so excited! Thing, yeah. Oh my god!
I think that we're learning how to deal with this, though. Like everybody's learning how to deal with rejection on a daily basis. Back in the day, fame, you got accolades, you got fans. You didn't really see any hate mail. You didn't even read the good mail. You just know that you got a ton of it, and some asshole read it and responded to it and had a fan club set up to you and did all that bullshit. Now, we're our own fan clubs. Yeah. We have our Facebook. We're our own social media. The clubs don't promote you. You promote you. But with that, we have to get the negative, too, which sucks, and it's hard to know how to deal with somebody calling you a fat fuck, piece of shit, you're not funny, the worst person in the world, never be anything, you're a coattail jumper, you're a fucking lazy hunk of shit, bald fucking cocksucking cum guzzling piece of doo-doo.
He's reading these verbatim.
All very right.
I was like, it feels like you're giving him ideas.
But it's hard to fucking learn how to deal with that. And you do it your way. I've learned how to deal with my way. Some guys, I love, like Howard Stern just laughs at him. Like I hear him, he'll just fucking crack
that's
up.
That's what made him Howard Stern. Can I say this? When I read my YouTube videos comments, and I'll be happy, happy, happy. One person will say one bad thing, and that will mess up my whole day for that one. Yeah. Back then, now I don't care. Back then, like last year, but now I don't care.
I delete them though. I will delete some of them.
You delete?
I will, yeah, because you know what? My fans or people who do like me, they don't deserve to fucking see some idiot. And I believe it's the same few idiots. Right. Because I know there's one guy that just keeps getting a new Twitter account. That's why I'm kind of mad at Twitter for not figuring that out. Like the same IP. You can't figure that out. Someone who keeps getting fucking douched off the internet you should be only allowed to get like 5 Twitter handles in a lifetime, and that's it. And then you're off Twitter forever. Fuck you.
But you can just keep making email addresses.
I know. There's no way around
But the IP address, they know where you are.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. But I don't think that like my family or my friends or fans who people really like me deserve to read some fucking idiot. Fuck him.
I never want to give them almost even the sense of, I just favorite everything. Yeah. Like no matter what it is, it's like, oh, you saw it, that wasn't fun. Just favorite. Because it's almost like to me, like, I don't want to give you the satisfaction of like, I'll delete you off my thing. It's just like, okay, good
no,
for
I like
you.
That. You should retweet only the negative ones. Because, you know, everybody retweets the positive ones.
Well, I'm not
like,
going to retweet
oh, this guy, no, this guy likes me. But like, I want everyone to know one person liked me on the
I
show last night.
I want people to know that it's not easy. And that when you make yourself vulnerable and you put yourself out there and you live your dream, that some people are going to be like, you're great. And some people are going to tell you to go kill yourself. Right. And this is what it is. And if you can't handle it, then you shouldn't be here.
Let's go to the chat room.
And I think people should see that.
Liz, you guys all tonight, I'm leaving the show, and I was picking somebody to replace me, and Liz, you won.
I don't know if that's positive or not.
You are the new host of the show. I'm leaving. You won the chocolate factory. You were going to win, but you didn't fucking talk that much. She wouldn't. Right. No, I'm kidding.
Jonathan, you can't get a word in over here.
What's in the chat room?
Should have sat over there.
Let's
I honestly, I sat Dave here and Will there. I thought these two would be the one going back and forth arguing, but Liz took that.
Me
crown.
And Will were
going
to argue?
No,
yeah. We're just talking
no,
about
no, don't
death
be sorry
row.
At all.
No, Will just fucking is loud.
Let's go to the chat room real quick before we leave.
Strawberry Sucker asks, hey, Bobby, did you see the Star Wars teaser?
I did. Thank you for bringing that up, man. Mm-hmm. It was mediocre. here's
it's
the deal.
True. It's so overhyped.
My dick got solid hard and almost into my belly button when I saw the Deadpool trailer, which was
great.
Fucking amazing, which what a trailer should be.
Deadpool got a trailer?
Oh, yeah. Fucking go. No,
you saw the Avengers trailer?
They leaked it out, but this trailer was so badass that it actually fucking jump-started Deadpool's movie, which is gonna happen with Ryan Reynolds. So that's fucking awesome.
But you saw the Avengers trailer?
I saw the Avengers trailer. That was great too. But look at Star Wars trailer. You know, first of all,
you like the Avengers trailer?
Hang on, I love it. I said it was.
Look at this Marvel fan. It's like fuck Star Wars, Age of Ultron.
I love it, dude. I thought it was amazing. Okay, does that satisfy you? I'm trying to move on because I want to say.
No,
that
come on. There's a black guy in the Star Wars trailer teaser.
I thought that first of all, he pops up, which is like, who's that fucking? He's an actor who you're like, I know him, but I don't. Who is he? Where is he from? Which annoys me.
He was on Attack of the Block. I don't know.
It should have been fucking Harrison Ford, first of all. We should have saw his face in the fucking trailer.
Why?
And then they have the lightsaber that has a cross. It's like, you just made it too. Why? What? You'd hurt your hand. You'd burn your fucking hand.
No, apparently it's safer that way because the other lightsaber is like it could just slide down and cut off your wrist. If that way, it's kind of like a real sword, you know?
Yeah, but your hand slips up. There's no protection. You're going to fucking burn your
hand
thumb knuckle.
Your hand doesn't slip up a sword, though.
Garrett does. Have you ever fought somebody with a sword? I have.
You have, Bobby?
Yes, I was a professional sword fighter in France for 3 years. And I was a fucking whistle champion in Denmark for fucking 1992, 93, 94. I skipped a year in 96. I won the world championship.
Hanky Sheaf. Hanky Sheaf.
I already have it.
I have it.
Dude, fuck you. For just pure fucking enthusiasm, I shouldn't get the egg. Just originality that I tried something different. So I don't think it was that good. Did you see it?
I don't care.
Really?
I don't care.
I mean, I don't give a fuck.
See, like my
you don't care?
I care. I mean, I liked it. I watched it. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I mean, I would have liked to see, you know, like... Mark Hamill or something.
Yes.
And like show
why?
A little bit
why?
More of the show.
He's like 100.
Why? Because he was a part of the original trilogy. Yeah. Now they're bringing him back. That's what's exciting. I don't want to see the new droid that's like a little helmet on top of a soccer ball. I want to see like R2 fucking D2. You know?
Here's
right here.
Why go down the same old road?
Here's
the same old one.
They're in the movie.
Here's this thing too.
The whole thing's the same. It's all
they showed
nostalgia.
Us the soccer ball. It's in the future now, correct? So they didn't advance the fucking robots. They're still beat up and shitty kind of robots.
No, that was kind of the problem when they had the prequels, right? That it looked all so much better than like how does it look better in the past?
Now we're into the future and it looks shit. I don't get it.
Did you see the trailer teaser though, where they someone else made it, where it was like the George Lucas remastered version, and it just has a bunch of like special effects in every scene for no reason?
You guys did not know what was leaked out.
Hey,
is...
you argue about me not talking, then you're dropping. No,
I'm not gonna lie, dude.
Hold on,
Jonathan
hold
came
on.
Alive with this last topic.
No,
I was there about comedians killing themselves.
Call me the
N-word. Oh, dude. Are you sad, dude?
I'm a sad guy, yeah.
Are you really, brother?
Yeah.
Aren't we all sad?
Well, you have nothing to be sad about, dude.
Hold on. Can
you're
I say
a very, you're a very funny guy. You're very original. I worked with you at the Stress Factory, and you're very original. You're very funny. You just got to keep fucking plugging away like the rest of us,
Can
man.
I say this?
I appreciate that.
Star Wars, which you guys have not learned, I got the leaked
video, the prequel is actually in the future, and the future is actually a prequel.
I didn't get that.
All right, listen. I wanna
pass
literally
the Bob Dana over here.
No, that's what happened. And that is not a joke.
I wanna leave.
I like the Jurassic World trailer a lot.
That looked really
better.
Good. That looked
yeah, that looked pretty that good.
Jurassic
yeah.
World looked good. Yeah.
But I mean Deadpool and
I got where can I find it?
And Avengers looks.
You can find it online.
Great.
The Deadpool trailer is awesome because like it wasn't supposed to be released and it was released and just Ryan Reynolds is so.
When
perfect
you say
in
wasn't
it.
Released, what do you mean they were not going to make the movie? No.
Yeah, they weren't. They made this like test footage for a movie that they wanted
it was
to
too,
try to.
Here's
get.
What here's
it wasn't
what
going to happen. They don't want to make an R-rated movie.
Deadpool the character is fucking violent. He's a fucking lunatic.
He's worse
lunatic.
Than Wolverine.
Yeah, so they didn't want to make a movie, an R-rated movie, and then all of a sudden they released all these other movies, and what was the one? Kick-Ass, which was
amazing.
Which okay. is what they were like, oh, well, maybe this will work, because that's an R-rated fucking comic
Kick-Ass
book.
Kick-Ass was awesome.
And it was a great movie, and it did great. So now they're like, we could make an R-rated superhero, keep the integrity of Deadpool, and make a lot of fucking money off of it. And Ryan Reynolds is the shit.
Let me ask you this.
Hopefully it'll be better than Green
Superman
Lantern.
Versus Ugh. Batman or the Avengers 2? Which is
Avengers 2.
Avengers 2.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah. There's no way. There's no way Batman. I like Ben and in movies and stuff, but there's no way he's gonna. He did it, and it sucked. He played fucking
Daredevil,
and
that was 20 years ago.
But it wasn't his fault the Daredevil movie sucked. Like he didn't write it and direct it. You know,
yeah,
like,
but
he
his
acted it.
First of all,
is that what's wrong with the movie? Though?
I'm sorry.
Like,
what? I'm sorry. Stop 1 second. What'd you say?
He acted it.
I'm sorry. What did you say? He what?
He acted it.
I'm sorry.
I'll write that down for the time.
Hang on 1 second.
So we're just trying to separate it.
I'm sorry. What did he say? He what?
He acted it.
He acted in
past
it.
Tense of act.
He acted it in.
All right, now is there?
Word.
He acted
is there,
it in it.
He yes, what?
There we go.
He what?
Acted it.
Is that two EDs? Is that acted ED ED?
He ED? Acted it in a galaxy far, far, far.
Is that like fucking lots and lots of cum? What the fuck?
Oh my god, I think Will might be lots and lots of cum. Did I say
Will? Damn, that street name's taken. I'm going to be lots
he just
of
went,
cum.
Lots and lots of cum.
Look, we know he repeats words.
Yep.
He harasses Liz.
Yep.
You talking about
what
me?
Else, yeah. What else do we need?
Yeah.
Lots. Of, we're talking about lots and lots of jizz. Or cum, whatever.
Anyway, are you gonna hold this one bad movie that Ben Affleck did 20 years ago? It's like watching a comedian in 2002 say that didn't do well. You see him now. I'm like, man, dude, I saw you 2002. You wasn't that great.
Let it go. The Laugh Lounge even closed. Will. All right. I had a bad set that night. No.
Listen, here's the deal. Ben is not, you can't follow what they just did with Batman with Ben. That's all I'm saying. You reinvented how comic books movies were made with the Batman Begins. You made you took a comic book and you took a drama action and they combined them and they set up Iron Man. They set up the event. They set up everything. So now these comic book movies are actually great movies. You could take away the superhero powers and it's actually a thriller and a drama and an action. It's not just this goofy thing. It's actually based in reality, so we can suspend our reality and believe for a second that this could possibly exist. Okay? And now what they did with Batman 1, 2, and 3, and I know they all weren't great. 1 and 2 were amazing. 3 was mediocre. How are you going to replace that with... That's like the Godfather without Marlon Brando. I mean, you can't. It's those three movies... It just happened in our lifetime. You need to wait a little longer and redo it with somebody else.
Was he good in Argo?
Yeah, he was.
And that was a good drama movie. Yes or no? Yes or no?
It's so different.
Just yes or no?
Okay. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes.
He was good. Not great, but good.
So
he was good.
A great drama movie actor.
Mm-hmm.
A great superhero.
Yep.
Put them together, and you get a what?
I hate you. That's what you get. See, your logic. You remind me of the guy who shot people in New York City and then defended himself. What was his name?
The guy shot on the LIR.
Yeah, that's who you remind me of. That's your logic.
Is Ben Affleck directing Batman?
No. Zack Snyder is directing.
Are you all right? Nuts?
He directed the fucking Gone Girl and Argo, and they both won Academy Awards.
Yeah, why can't he direct Batman versus
Superman? Big difference.
Well,
Zack directing
Snyder's already directing, but I think he's going to do a good job. I think everybody wants to hate on Affleck. I know it's hard to fill Christian Bale's shoes, and Christopher Nolan did such a great job, but that's why they're not doing like a straight up Batman movie, and it's just like Batman meets Superman, and Wonder Woman's in it, and we're going to throw in The Flash and Captain Marvel. And
I hope.
But doesn't that feel like they're compensating when they have all that?
Can I just say something, though? You're a huge Batman fan. That's why.
Who, me?
You.
I'm not a huge Batman. I'm a big Marvel fan. Matter of fact, The Incredible Hulk is my dude.
Right.
I know him personally. Didn't all their movies bomb?
Because they got the wrong actors.
What?
No, they didn't.
Well, The Avengers.
Hold on. Bobby, go ahead.
Did the Hulk movies not do well?
Yeah, they didn't. They weren't that good.
I think they did well.
They all did well.
They did well.
They just weren't. They didn't do the Hulk well, and comic book fans especially were like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm saying.
In the last Avengers movie, figured out Hulk.
Yes.
They figured out
it.
They got the right person to play him, but they also figured out how to do him. So he's not he was the best. Now they're actually going to do Planet
Dude,
Hulk.
I'm not like into like comic book movies at all. Like I'm just like listening to you guys, but that Dr. Avengers movie, that Hulk at the end of that movie was like the coolest fucking thing.
Dr. Banner, should you get angry right now? That's the captain. I'm always angry.
You shouldn't.
Mark Ruffalo was on Fallon and he was talking about how he went to his kid's school and one of the kid's friends was like, oh my God, you're the Hulk. He's like, be the Hulk. And Mark Ruffalo was like, okay. And Ruffalo started being like, and the kid started freaking out. I was like, no, don't do it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Bandana.
It's on you.
That's a story.
I thought it was just
and the bandana.
He wasn't trying to be funny. He was trying to tell a funny story that wasn't that funny. That's not his fault. That's fucking Mark Ruffalo's fault for doing.
But I thought the Ed Norton Hulk movie wasn't that bad. I mean, the Ang Lee one, it was too dramatic, and the way they tried to make it like a comic book.
When he was the Hulk, he was the elite.
The first Hulk movie sucked.
Now that's the one. Hold on, the Ed Norton one is the one that made all the nerds furious.
Banner sucked.
Why? What
because
was bad
about it? The fucking dogs and the weird dad and the fucking...
They just picked the wrong villain.
They fucked up. The Hulk cannot be by himself.
And he was not angry.
He's not a leading man.
No, but he will be, but they picked the wrong...
In the Banner movie...
Liz
he was not really
Liz,
angry.
Liz doesn't say
he,
shit. She's not angry about this right now.
He was not really angry.
If anything,
he was
I'm
always like,
"Arr."
And in that first Hulk movie, he was never angry. Like the other Hulk, say he was like, "Ah." But the other Hulk with the Ang Lee, he was like,
"Will needs no
listen,
one."
Listen, I don't
needs
listen.
No
we're gonna go out on that note, whatever that note was. I'm gonna let people leave. Let's go to the chat room real quick. What are they saying?
Give me a second. Bobby, how's the show going? When are you going to show us playing the drums?
You will see me playing the drums on the hit show on FX called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the air date is. I think they're going to change it up, but it's coming out 2015, and you'll see me play the drums. I know what you're saying. When I'm really going to play the drums, look, I right now am... I'm lip syncing playing the drums on television, and because of all the shots too, you don't really get to play. You don't get to play full through the whole song very rarely. Also, the girl who's singing, Liz Gillies, who's amazing, she really sings sometimes. So I have to pantomime hitting. I can't hit anything because she's really singing. So in the show, I don't get to play that much, but I might. I think maybe in the next few months, maybe play here, maybe bring a kid in, and I'll play, put a little video of me playing a song or something. I suck, so I don't know, you want to see a sucky drummer, I'll let you see that in a couple months. But right now, I don't have time. I got a bunch of shit. I got to get my ass waxed tonight. I got to get drum rehearsals in the morning. I had drum rehearsals today for three hours, and another one before I came here for a half hour. I got to learn lines. I'm fucked. I got a bunch of shit I have to do. So let's wrap this up. Let's go around. Oh, I almost threw up in my mouth. Dave, what do you got?
Just plugs?
Yep.
Follow me on Twitter, Comic Dave Smith, and as I said before, check out my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks and Part of the Problem.
Yeah, great, man. Great stuff, man. Always a pleasure having you on. You're a fucking really funny guy, and I love when you come on.
Thank you,
Will, what do you got?
Will Sylvins, at Will Sylvins, WILSYLVINC. I think I'm going to be at Caroline's with Damon Wayans in a couple of weeks. I'll be at the Comedy Cellar New Year's Eve, and that's it.
Awesome. Will, fucking hilarious. I mean, and your stand-up is so much better than it used to be. I mean, you're really funny now.
Thank you,
Bob. No, unbelievable, dude. You know, you fucking kill it all the time. You're one of the funniest guys around right now. You really fucking hit the next level. So thanks for coming on again, dude. I fucking love having you on the show. I mean, I don't understand some of it, but it makes me laugh. What do you got?
At Jonathan Randall on Twitter, every Thursday night in the Lower East Side, 39 Essex Street, Point of No Return Comedy Show, free. You can check out my podcast, Your Mother's Basement, on iTunes.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming on, bro. It was good seeing you again,
man.
Thank you,
Bobby. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you come on anytime. All right, we'll have you back on. All right,
thank you.
Absolutely, bro. And fucking keep your chin up. You know, if you ever get fucked up, make sure you reach out. You know, you can
call me.
Yeah, you can call Will.
Okay.
Well, Scopo. And if it's really important, tell Scopo and he'll get to me, and then we'll. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
If you're gonna kill yourself,
if it's really bad, just say orange, and then I'll know. Okay. But if it's not, just talk to Scopo. No, dude, seriously, man, we've all been there. We've all been in fucking. I mean, I'm talking the biggest stars you know, we've all been fucked up, man. We've all been in sad places. Very rarely, you're never gonna find somebody that's never been fucked up and sad, and that's why we do what we do. That's why we're these fucking. You know, we're trying to find funny in the weirdest fucked up places and bring it to people so they don't have to feel as fucked up as we do sometimes. But know that you're never alone, bro. And, you know, make sure you always reach out. Don't fucking keep that shit inside and don't fucking let it build up. You know what I mean? Because we need to hear that shit, because there's somebody else that's like, I feel the same fucking way, you asshole, and needs to get it out too. All right, brother?
Cool. Thank you, Bobby.
You got it, man. What do you got, babe?
How do I do a plug after that?
Just give me a hug, Liz.
I know, really. My CD comes out tomorrow. It's called Emotionally Exhausting. It's on iTunes, Amazon, CDBaby.com. I have a monthly variety show with my little sister. It's called The Millie Sisters Variety Show. She's a jazz singer. She closes every show, and I host it, and it's comics, magic, music. And then at Liz Mealy on Twitter, it's Liz Mealy everything. And then I also have an animated web series that's complete. The first season's complete. It's DamagedWebSeries.com.
Where can they see that?
DamagedWebSeries.com or YouTube /DamagedWebSeries. It's a kid's show. It's about robots.
All right, cool. And make sure you check her out. And don't be a fucking hack. Don't be fucking, just go buy her CD. You know she's funny. She hung up in here with us, and I appreciate you coming in.
No, thanks for having me.
And then hanging out. I love when fucking chicks come in, and I love when girls come in and fucking don't take shit. You know what I mean? Because it's you know, this is a fun show, man. I like it to be fun for everybody. So I hope you had a good time.
Web Series.
DamagedWebSeries.com.
Oh, God,
I love robots. What are you talking about? I love robots.
Stop trying to kiss ass now. You're like that lady who made fun of the Obama kids. Now you're fucking finding Jesus at the end of the show. I love robots. No, thanks for coming on, all right?
Thanks for having me.
You got it. What do you got, Scopo?
Just get me on Twitter at Chris Scopo.
Can you fucking get a gig, please?
I have gigs, but I don't fucking publish.
Why anything. Wouldn't people would love to come see you? Especially because they're free.
That hurt.
I'm sorry. Where are they? Where are you every fucking week? Where
this Thursday I'll be.
Where
I'll be in Westchester with Andrew Schultz.
Where?
Open, I don't know. In some bar in Westchester, opening for him.
The not knowing part really makes the plug. It's a big part of a plug.
It's on my Facebook page. If you want to check it out, it's on my Facebook
Follow
page.
Schultz on Twitter and you'll find
why?
Out.
Schultz will tweet it out Thursday saying he's heading
where
there.
Where the fuck? This is the most important thing of the show. This is where you can get the plug.
Because I'm not the guy. I'm just hosting it.
But you're such a major part of this show.
I know.
And people will come see you and then you'll fucking be the guy.
Is that how it works?
Not for you, but for for me and Dave and other people. All right, that it?
Yeah.
All right. What do you got, Depu?
You can follow me on Twitter at R2Depu. This was our first time streaming in 1080p, and it was a success. Awesome. So that's great news. It'd be great if people watching right now could just right click on the video, click Stats for Nerds, and then take a screenshot of that. Send me that data. Tell me where you live. I want to like make sure it goes well for everybody. And thank everyone for being in the chat. The discussion continues on our Reddit page. It is completely fan run. We have very minimal involvement. I just dropped the video link in there, and it's great. Everyone's a lot of great contributors. We got Biryani Evangelist, Bananas RB, so a lot of fun over there. And that's it for me.
Our technical
coordinator
Depu is kicking ass, man.
Thank
you. Really pulled it together.
Like I said, I really wanted to do this. So well, I'm
Yeah, I like you, first time I've been on since he's here, and I like this guy.
Thank you.
He's not only great, but I push him, and he fucking comes through, and you're doing great, buddy.
The fucking the computer we built for the HD, like until we pulled it off, I was pretty scared about it. So yeah. I'm glad it worked out.
Because I told him he was gonna have to pay for it.
Yeah. Well,
if it didn't work.
Yeah.
And he can't afford that.
Yeah.
all right, what do I got for dates? Oh, make sure before my shit, please go to Riotcast and YKWD gift drive and tell your friends, just buy one fucking gift for these kids. The address is there. You go on Amazon, you pick a gift off of the page that we have, and that's it. I'll go to tweakedaudio.com, buy a pair of headphones for you under the YKWD gifts, and put that code word in, and you get one sent to us. It's all on the page, so please make sure you find the information, or it's in front of the show, you've heard it. Go there. What do I got for gigs?
December 19th, you're at the Paramount in Huntington, New York.
Huge gig, Long Island.
It's in the round, isn't it?
It's in the round. Me, Dan Soder, and Joe List, who are fucking the truth and aka Monster Voice of this podcast, we are fucking out at this unbelievable theater in Long Island. So make sure you get your tickets now because it's going to fucking half sell. And you want to not, you know, you want to sit up front. You don't want to sit like in the middle.
December 31st, they give you New Year's Eve. You'll be at the Comedy Connection.
Comedy Connection in Rhode Island, which I love. So make sure you get your tickets for that. That's going to be a blast. If you want to do something with your chick, have a good night. Maybe I'll see if Scopo can fucking drive me there.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. No, I'm kidding, dude. Right. No, I'm kidding. I'll see if you can go on the show if you want.
I'm pretty sure I was free that night. But
yeah, you want to go? You want to come with me? Do you want to go with me?
Yeah, we got to go.
I'm going to work that out. Maybe me and Scopo will be there for New Year's. All right, we'll suck each other off.
Nice.
Fucking.
Any place to eat over
this
there?
This is why I suck Scopo's cock. Like that. And then like that because he's got a big helmet. Like his hips. And then I go to his nuts. What?
Do you want
to
keep bombing in this? Or
no, I'm just going to suck your dick.
He's committing.
January 23rd, 24th.
Where did you get fucking Adam Ant's aunt's jacket? Wow. Can you untie that for me? Was it the aunt or the Adam Ant?
Well, you said
too
aunt.
Many relatives in there.
Too many fucking. Give me that fucking bandana. I'm going to put it on my head. Please, go ahead. Keep fucking talking. Where am I?
Yeah, January 23rd and 24th, Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
Yeah.
And then
love Bananas. You'll be on that show. I love that fucking place. Bananas is awesome.
And then March 6th and 7th, the Arlington Draft House.
All right.
In Virginia.
Arlington Draft, that's a fucking awesome gig too. I can't believe I booked that. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Make sure you buy a gift for a kid. Spread the word. Support all these comics that are on the show. You're the best fans ever. Thank you. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.